who's ready to see some pro stock racing? No, 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 no. You can be louder than that. This is the IWK 250. Who's ready to see some pro stock racing? It is my pleasure to introduce you to the 28-car starting field for the IWK 250. Not answering the call to the green flag scratches after qualifying. Car number 48 from Stayner, Ontario, the Zancor Homes, number 48 of Dwayne Baker. And the Summer Clash 250 Chevrolet, car number 0 of Sam Rogers, not answering the call to the green flag after the heat race damage. Starting scratch on the field is car number 31. It's the Easy Term Auto, Robbie's Towing Chevrolet. The driver is from Fort McMurray, Alberta. Please welcome Chris Reed. The M&K Construction, car number 51. Next up on the grid, the driver from Brackley Beach, Prince Edward Island, Mark LeClaire. It's the ace in the hole, Tommy Sim Special, car number 80. Next up on the grid, the driver from Upper 9 Mile River, Nova Scotia, making his IWK 250 debut, Colton Noble. He drives for Tire Tire Canada and Lamb Concrete. Car number 28 is next up on the grid. The driver is from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Mike Dusky. Driving the drive line, McGinnis Towing, a car number 7, scheduled to start 24th in the IWK 250 from Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, Brad Eddy. Auto Direct USA, Josh Collins Racing, Toyota next up on the grid. He'll start position number 23 from Placentia, Newfoundland and Labrador, Josh Collins. Starting 22nd. It's the Quaker State Grindstone Chevrolet. The driver from Truro, Nova Scotia, Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer, please welcome Gary Elliott. The Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC Steve Doyle Construction Chevrolet will start 21st this evening. The driver is from right here in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Please welcome Ryan Van Orscott. The East Coast Financing, Follow the Lighthouse Ford, starts position at number 20 in the IWK 250. The driver is from Shubenacadie, Nova Scotia. Please welcome Stevie Lively. The Rogers Apartments, car number 41, starts position number 19. He's going for a championship this season on the tour from Moncton, New Brunswick. Please welcome Mike Rogers. He is your leading Lucas Oil Rookie of the Year contender on the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour, driving car number 25G for CKG Elevator. The Chevrolet from Enfield is driven by Gage Gilby. From Innisfil, Ontario, car number 54B, the North Country Property Maintenance Pro Late Model Entry, starting 17th. Please welcome Danny Benedict. The Vinos Truck and Auto, R&R Kinsman Auto Salvage, Ford. 11B starts car number, or position number 16. From Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, please welcome Jordan Avino. He's a former IWK 250 champion, starting position number 15 in the King Competition Plant Seafood Entry. The driver from Farmington, Maine, please welcome C-Money, Cassius Clark. The Danis Collision Center CSN, car number 1, starts position number 14. The driver is from Harvey, New Brunswick, Big Orange, Ryan Messer. From Chesley, Ontario, driving the Pioneer Fuels, car number 17, starting position number 13. Please welcome car number 17, Josh Stoddy. Starting 12th, he is driving the Tour Mount Cat, Cat Car for Kids. Entry, the driver from Troutman, North Carolina. He's a former IWK 250 champion. Welcome back, Regan Smith. Regan will come down the line. We'll get a couple of words with our former IWK 250 champion. Returning back here since 2009. Competing with the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour. Come on down here, Regan. Okay, welcome back. What do you got for these boys tonight?
Well, thank you for having me back, first off, and I don't know, I'm a little rusty since the last time that I've been up here. The car is better than the driver right now, but the driver has 250 laps to figure this out if I don't do anything too stupid out there, and You know, it's just such a great field of drivers, talented race car drivers, and I enjoy every time I have been up here. To all of you that live either in this area or have traveled in, this is a beautiful area of Canada, and I'm excited. This is one of my favorite racetracks to come to. I got to come back again, so we're going to make the most of it.
Have fun. Thanks for coming back.
All right, thank you. And thank all of you guys for being here tonight. You are what makes this track work. You are what makes this track so special for all of us that are going to be racing out here tonight.
There you go, folks. Give it up one more time for Regan Smith. The last time the tour was in town, this car was in victory lane. Back behind the wheel of car number 89, it's the Nova Construction Celtic Ford. Starting in position number 11 from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, please welcome Donald Chisholm. And now your top 10. Starting in position number 10 is car number 40. It's the Beaten Racing, Racing Construction. Driver from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, please welcome Robbie McEwen. Should he win this evening, he would complete the Maritime Triple Crown. Starting in ninth is car number 2, the White Lightning Auto Center, Brad Silliker Motorsports, Chevrolet, the driver from Miramichi, New Brunswick. Please welcome Ashton Tucker. It's the King Freight Line, King Racing, car number 13, starting position number 8, the driver from Pictou, Nova Scotia. Please welcome Austin McDonald. Starting in seventh, it's Brightcon Construction, Mobile One, Coldstream, Clear, Camry. The driver from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, please welcome Nicholas Noggle. The Superior Foundation's Atlantic Tilt Load, a car number 54, starts position number 6 in the IWK 250. He is the championship point leader on the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Jared Butcher. Making his 2024 season debut, driving for Quinn Flooring and Brookside Developments. Car number 67, starting position number 5 from Truro, Nova Scotia, please welcome Dylan Blankhorn. It's the Robbie Stowing Easy Term Auto. Car number 42 starts position number 4 outside row number 2. The driver from Fort McMurray, Alberta, Kyle Reed. It's the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Loyalist Holdings Screamin' Demon Dodge. Car number 29 starts position number 3. He's a former IWK 250 champion. Please welcome Greg Proud. And now your front row. On the outside, car number 99, he is the reigning IWK 250 champion, driving for Archibald Drilling and Blasting, RSD Holdings, and Stones RV from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for Craig Slonwhite. And your pole sitter, driving car number 6, it's the W. Francis Fisheries, Celtic Ford, Nova Construction Ford, the driver is from Lakeside, Nova Scotia. Your pole sitter for the IWK 250 is Russell Smith Jr. We'll get a couple of words with Russell Smith Jr. as he comes off the stage. Russie, you're driving a throwback to George Koskulik. What does it mean to set this thing off from the pole position?
You're trying to make me tear up again.
I am.
You know what? From pole position, it's going to be good. But at the end of the night, if it's number 1, it'd be better.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you.
That's Russell Smith Jr., folks, your pole sitter for the IWK 250. We'd ask Noel Fougier to make his way up to the stage. We'd ask everybody to please rise, if you can. Gentlemen, remove your hats.
For the singing of the Canadian, followed by the American national anthem from Riverside International Speedway anthem singer, Noel Fougier.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. tombra se porte le paye, il se porte la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you, Noel, and for the fifth time this season, drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway, located just moments away from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, on the edge of James River. Tonight, it's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis.
Featuring the stars of the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour.
Drivers, teams, and race fans have hauled thousands of miles for tonight's event.
And this year's NASCAR star is not only a past champion of the IWK 250, but knows his way around pit road from a broadcast side. Regan Smith is in the house.
There is so much talent, and there are so many good drivers that to go in with the expectations, well, I'm going to go in and dominate this thing, is just not realistic. You know, nothing but respect for the competitors in the event. And quite honestly, I haven't raced competitively in 5 years, so I don't know what this is going to look like. It could be just like riding a bike, like they always say, and hopping right back on it and everything goes great, or I can make an absolute clown show out of myself. I'm really not sure yet. We'll find out. That's going to be the beauty of track one. I don't know, and we're going to find out in real time.
To win tonight's event, you'll have to have your homework done.
Antigonish is probably the most fun track that we've got in the Maritimes and one of the best I've ever run at, and I've run at a lot of them.
Clear all around right there.
Well, it takes a lot of patience.
250 qualifying laps is what it is today. It's a race that you really got to keep your head about you. So really, it's a matter of, you know, being cautious but being aggressive. And those two statements don't really go together, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to really be a smart racer and, you know, have something left for that last 25 laps.
A lot of things can happen in a hurry. You can let it all hang out.
Doesn't matter how fast you're running. You might be the slowest car at the racetrack, but if you can drive in, turn in the middle, and get on the gas, you got a good chance.
You can feel the intensity. Legs are bouncing in their seats.
Three wide for the lead. What a move.
You can see them sawing the wheel down in turns one and two, trying to hold on.
I think you can get it done.
This is the night we've been waiting for.
This is going to get very interesting.
And if you could win the IWK 250, you will join a star-studded lineup of who's who.
My name is Frank Frazier, and I've been proud to be a two-time winner of the IWK 250 in Antigua.
Hi, Rays fans. This is Ben Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Fans, I'm John Fleming, and I'm an IWK 250 race champion.
Hey, this is Junior Hanley. I was Riverside 250 champion twice.
Hey, race fans, it's me, Darren McKinnon, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, this is Mike Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, it's Rolly McDonald, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, I am Terry Clappenberg, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, race fans, it's Mike McKenzie, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
I am Greg Stewart, and I have won the IWK 250.
Hi, race fans, I'm Sean Tucker, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, fans, I'm Wayne Smith. I won the IWK 250.
From PEI, Kent Vinson, a two-time champion.
Holy turkey dinner!
Hey, race fans, this is Regan Smith, and I'm a winner of the IWK 250.
I'm Donald Chisholm, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans, it's Dylan Blakehorn, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, everyone, this is Kenny Wallace, and I am an IWK 250 champion. Yeah!
Hey, race fans, I'm the number 13 King Racing driver, Cassius Clark, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, fans, this is Greg Proud from PEI, and I'm an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, everybody, this is the 99 Craig Swanaway, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Who will win Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250 tonight, and have their name etched into history? Ooh, yeah. On the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup.
This is good stuff. We've got one of the best tours. I mean, this is good racing. I'm so impressed.
Get something cold to drink, Canada. It's race time. IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis starts right now. About the
beautiful job done by Joe Chisholm and the Racetime Radio crew. That hype package, Tim Terry,
yes,
doesn't fail to get us fired up here.
We talked about earlier with driver introductions and opening ceremonies. You start to feel those butterflies. You start to feel those nerves. These drivers are now strapping in for 250 laps. This is the first major race in the Maritimes this season. This is the crown jewel. This is the one that everybody wants to win. It's the IWK 250. We've got 28 cars lined up here on the front straightaway. We are missing the zero of Sam Rogers, the 48 of Dwayne Baker, who had that unfortunate incident during that heat race. But we are getting ready to go green flag racing momentarily. Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited, and I got something to tell you too, folks. If you bought a 50-50 ticket, you may be going home with $10,000.
Wow.
You're at $9,500, so we're still selling some of those. Let's make that a cool $10,000. Wouldn't that be fun to win on a Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. As these drivers getting strapped in, we can see Gary Elliott right behind us, Canada's Iron Man, and Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer getting strapped into his race car, the Brycon Construction Mobile One Camry just in front of him. Nicholas Noggle will ask the crew members beside the race car, once your driver is strapped in and ready for 250 green flag laps of competition, we need your one hand held high up in the air so we know you are ready. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Craig Weigel. They're starting to get ready. They're starting to get strapped in.
This place is packed, Tim. I know we said that last night. This place is filled to the brim.
Whether it's your first IWK 250 or whether it's your, you know, whatever it is, what are we up to? 40?
You could have been here since 1977.
Yes, absolutely. Whether it's your first or it's, you still get those feelings before we go green flag racing. I see Steve Austin's getting ready on the flag stand. Aiden Lewis is going to deliver our green flag later on this evening. This is the big one.
This is. So almost all the drivers are getting ready. So once again, once your driver's ready to go, have a hand in the air above your car and we'll get the show underway.
Yeah, it's not going to be long here, race fans. I'll check in 1 second when you guys are ready. Throw your arm in the air. Let's just introduce you to the rest of the broadcast crew tonight. We got Jerry Paxton high above over in overlooking turn 1 and 2. What's going on, Pax?
Just having a good look around, Joe. Everybody's getting ready. You can see them buckling into their cars. And, you know, we talked about butterflies. You can forget the butterflies. They're long gone. These guys are thinking now. They're calculating. They're already thinking about lap two. We haven't got lap one in the books.
The seven-time champion out here in the Maritimes, he hung up his helmet, picked up a microphone. We have Brad Mann from Camelton, New Brunswick, high atop the turn number 3-4. What's going on there, Mr. Mann?
Glad to be with you, Joe, tonight. The field real close today. We saw how close it was, how exciting the heat races were. You know, there's 15, 16 guys could win this here tonight, and can't help but notice how tight the competition is. Like two-tenths between 10 cars, 11 cars. Mixture in the field, a lot of different chassis, a lot of different engines. Should be exciting. We get 19 GM crate motors. We got 3 Ford crate motors. We got 3 Ford McGonigal motors. We got 2 built motors in the field, and we got 1 Dodge crate motor. So there's a little bit of mixture for everybody out there to cheer on. And, well, who knows who's going to pull this off? And we watched last night where it come down to 3 laps to go and the 51 car took the win. We could very well see the same thing tonight. We could see it off turn 4 the last lap. These cars are so close and the fans are in for a treat, that's for sure. You get the best of the best from all over the country here.
Oh, I know you've been working the pit area hard today. We will pull your knowledge throughout the course of the broadcast. I want to let you know right now, if you're tuned in live on Racetime Radio, welcome aboard. If you want to watch tonight, that is possible. Get to timscorner.tv, timscorner.tv, and you'll be able to join us here at Riverside International Speedway for a capacity crowd here for tonight's Canada's Ultimate Short Track Race, the IWK 250, all presented by Steve Lewis. And we are just moments away from the command to fire engines. Tim Terry, man, this is going to be one.
This is going to be one for the ages. All good, Steve.
Got to have some hearing protection. We're getting hearing protection ready because we are about to say the most famous words in motorsports. Going to throw the honor here to Tim Terry to get this field underway.
Okay, folks, let's get in here. On the count of three, let's get this party started. 1, 2, 3.
There we go. That is the sound of music that race fans want to hear clear across this country. Canada, welcome to Riverside International Speedway. This high bank oval track is going to provide us with one of the best short track races that we have seen guaranteed this year. This is going to be a good one, Jerry. From Paris, Ontario, you come a long way. This never gets old, Jerry.
This never gets old. This has to be the ultimate short track race in Canada, and we might even stretch it a little beyond some of the other state borders because this one is huge. We've got drivers from the U.S. We've got drivers from all over Canada, and I mean literally all over Canada. They come to run the IWK. We took a drive through the campgrounds. We saw license plates from places we haven't even heard of, and they're here because this is the IWK 250 at Riverside International Speedway.
Have a look at your short track. Tell me the last time you've seen your premier show up at the race facility and give greetings. That's what Tim Houston's all about out here in Nova Scotia. A class premier. We're so fortunate to have Tim here in our government. Brad Mann, what a race. And you can feel the temperature changing. This track is going to change substantially over the course of the night.
It is, Joe. And this afternoon, if you were perfect, that's not good news for tonight. You should have been loose earlier this afternoon. As the temperatures cool, these cars will tighten up. A mixture, Joe, quite a bit of mixture in the field. 9 Fury chassis out of the Andrew Hicken shop. 2 independent Fury chassis. 3 McCall chassis. 3 distance chassis. 1 Hanley chassis. two CRP chassis. You got also got Van Dorn chassis in the field, five of them. You get one Howe chassis, one FLF chassis, one Port City chassis. You want to talk about a mixture, Ford, Chevs, Dodges, we got it all. So we're going to sit back and enjoy this one, and it'll be hard to predict who wins this one, Joel. It should be pretty exciting. And what a crowd here, and you know why the people come to this, why the cars come to it. This is the premier establishment in the Eastern Seaboard, bar none, at Riverside. The Chisholms have built a dynasty here, and that's why people come from all over to watch this show.
We got competitors here from Newfoundland, Placentia, Newfoundland, I might add. We've also got teams from New Brunswick, from, of course, Nova Scotia. We've got them from PEI. We've got competitors here from Ontario. We've even got a guy here, two of them actually, that work in Fort Mac, Alberta.
They're here. Too.
And here. Tim, this is going to be one, man. You got your breath. That's a long run.
Barely. let me have a couple of drinks in Austin. We'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the crowd. Like this is.
This is the biggest one yet.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be. I would fully agree with that. Yeah. Standing room only, if that.
There might be a couple of spots over there in the Coldstream Clear area, but that would be it.
Well, and
Gerald Hicks might let you squeeze in over there somewhere.
Yeah. This is the photos say everything. I'll remind you once again, if you're just tuned in on Race Time, you'll want to watch it. Get to timscorner.tv, and you'll have full HD coverage right there from your own home.
Yep.
I got to tell you, race fans, you have to put this on your bucket list. This IWK 250 is more than a provincial race. This is the granddaddy of them, and you need to make it out to this place.
I had a friend of mine that's from the U.S. that came up to Nova Scotia in May, and she's been following along with this race and said, I didn't know you guys had this in Nova Scotia. Like, this is an event that if you've never been to before, if you're listening to us on Race Time Radio or you're watching us on Speed Sport TV or Eastlink or Rev or wherever this ends up going, get here. Get here next year. Book it on your calendar once Joan and Donald and everybody puts that date out. This is one that you're going to want to be at as the field is realigning. We had some drivers, Joe, that had some mechanical issues, did not make the autograph session. Austin McDonald was fixing a clutch. The 28 car's got a brand new door on the side of it after his heat race. So they're just getting everybody in order before we go green.
Well, and I got to say, too, for those tuned in on Race Time, let us paint the picture for you. Jerry, the field right now going to be led around by the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour Pace Car, but also Steve Lewis has got a beautiful Mustang, a Woody in behind that. Stones RV also participating. But the field that's in tow, these cars are pristine. You would think it isn't the middle of July. You would think that this is the first race of the season. These cars look brand new.
Well, these drivers take a lot of pride in it, especially coming to the IWK 250. We talked to a lot of them. They said, yeah, new vinyl on the car. We re-lettered it. We want it to be perfect coming in. And I think I saw some vinyl in the trailers just in case they had a little scrape somewhere along the way earlier in the week.
You got Junior Hanley here. Of course, qualifying the Junior Hanley Cup went tonight to the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. He has fast time. Not sure if it was a record time. It was extremely hot here today. The encyclopedia and the historian, Tim Terry, will know whether it's close to that record time set for the IWK 250 or even the track for that matter. But it's got to be extremely close. When you take a look at this field, you know, I'm reminded of when I went to Daytona, seeing Jeff Gordon's Rainbow Warrior car for the first time. I couldn't believe the colors, Dylan. It didn't look the same live as it did on television. The 17, look at Josh Stoddy's car. It just glows. It doesn't look the same in the photo.
You got to be here.
Yep.
You've got to be here. You've got to experience something like this. James River is packed tonight.
the population has ballooned to about 12,000 people in this little hollow, I think.
And I do believe we exceed the population of Antigonish here at the Speedway
tonight.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. We're getting close, guys. The field is sort of doubling up, and the starter is, he's getting itchy to get it going. As the dignitaries have exited the Speedway, we've got all 28 cars circulating around, warming it all up.
Yeah, just a few moments away from going. Green Flag Racing looking over to our scoring folks next door, Mr. Ledwidge, Miss Smith, Mr. Bonus, Miss Sherry Dinsmore, and a few others. So we are getting ready, Joe, in just one more lap to send these drivers off with a salute that we always do here on the East Coast of Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, next time by the stripe, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, your jackets, your next door neighbors. Let's salute this 28-car field with a Nova Scotia wave off and get them on edge for 250 laps of Green Flag Racing. Come on, everybody on your feet. They will wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them in the IWK 250. Come on, Beer Garden, get to waving. Don't spill any over there. I know you can hear us. What a sight.
Oh, man, there'd be no feeling like it inside the race car to see all these fans ringing around the Speedway and to see them waving these guys on. And this is just moments away from rolling and throwing the green flag in the air. Tim, to set the stage, we will have a halfway break in this race.
We will have a 125-lap competition caution or halfway break where these drivers can come in. 10 minutes, service their vehicles, do whatever they need to on their vehicles, and then send them back out after 126, and there's some money on the line.
There is money on the line, but is there regular competition caution?
No.
Okay.
No, this no is not competition. A regular Maritime Pro Stock Tour show where there would be controlled and competition yellows.
And Dylan has always got the lap sponsors in mind. Yep. We're going to get to them, and we're going to roll through them. Tim?
Scott Negus behind the wheel of the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour pace car set to peel off the field. 3 weeks ago, it was Danny Chisholm picking up the win in car number 89. Donald Chisholm will start P11 this evening. It's Russell Smith Jr. and the defending champion Craig Slonwhite on the front row as they enter 3 and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, the pros.
And it's time to go to work as the drivers already starting to make moves. Craig Slonwhite takes the 99 down the back straightaway out of turn number 2. He's into the lead. And Kyle Reed, the 42, hot on his heels as the number 6 of Russell Smith Jr. pops back to third. He's got a battle with the 29 of Greg Crowd.
So Slonwhite, no mistake, getting the lead early. He'll want to lead as many laps as he can to collect that cash. Reed in hot pursuit. Russell Smith stumbling back into the fourth spot. Single foul back through the top four. Now a little bit of move on the outside. Here comes Dylan Blakehorn up behind Russell Smith Jr.
He is starting to charge his way through the field here at Riverside Speedway. Dylan Blakehorn, the 67, underneath Cassius Clark at the moment, as we've got the two Nova cars of Regan Smith and Donald Chisholm side by side. Joe Chisholm, they're trying to find a place to race while Craig Slomwood gets the lap money.
It is a busy speedway out there. You got the top five in kind of single file and then doubled up from there back with the 99 of Craig Slonwhite leading this conveyor belt cherry of 28 beautiful pro stocks.
And they are flying around this racetrack. All those qualifying speeds we saw that were so fast, that's what they're turning right now. Those cars are ready to go. And up in front, Kyle Reed has given everything he's got trying to catch that 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Jared Butcher, the 54, got his hands full with the 29.
Dusky's broke on the front straightaway, guys. He's going to try to get it to pit road. The 28 car was off the pace. He's going to limp it to pit road. Something Joe must have poked in the rear end. He's not going to get there on the back straightaway.
Oh, man. Yeah, something's got to be wrong in the back end. It is looks like a handful to hang on to.
Well, if you remember, boys, it was the 28 that got big time wrecked in the heat race earlier. So it kind of makes sense of why he's pulling into the pits now.
Meanwhile, up front, it's going to be Svanway. Being dogged along behind by Reed. Sitting back in the third spot. It's a 29, but he's got a bumper full of Jared Butcher. Dylan Blakehorn sitting in fifth. That's the top five on lap number 10.
Dylan, do you think there are any nerves behind the wheel of that six cars we watch go around the racetrack with Russell Smith Jr. behind the wheel? Here comes Jared Butcher, by the way, to the inside of the 29, a great crowd for position number three. You think there's any nerves inside that six car?
I got to figure there's nerves for a bunch of people here at Riverside tonight. This is the IWK 250. This is the big one. For the six car, you start on the pole, you drop back a bit to six. You've got the 2019 champ hot on your heels. I'm sure there's nerves. Jared Butcher going around the 29. He's looking for his first IWK 250.
12 laps complete of tonight's 250, all presented by Steve Lewis as the 99 of Slonwhite works his way back to the line. 13 complete.
Meanwhile, it's Reed closing the gap on Slonwhite. He's made up some ground. Jared Butcher got around the 29, a great crowd, so he settles into third and sets his sight on the front two. About two car lengths, three car lengths between the 99 of Slonwhite and the 42 of Reed.
And while those front five start to run away, there is a battle forming behind them. The number six of Russell Smith Jr., he is doing everything he can to hold off the number 13 of Austin McDonald. There's no way to make them. In the 40 of Robbie McEwen, they are going at it hard in that second pack. It's in single file, but they're racing it.
Trying to log some laps here and get some laps in. 67 of Blankhorn to the inside of the 29 of Greg Proud. We've seen that battle play out before as the 29 to the upside, the 67 of Blankhorn. That's the battle for fourth, just behind those top three.
55 bucks a lap right now going to the defending IWK 250 champ, Craig Slonwhite. There's a lot of money on the line tonight. Jared Butcher getting underneath the number 42, Joe Chisholm. He is going to get up to P2 easily here off turn four.
Yeah, he is on the move. I'm looking a little further back in the field, the 17 of Josh Stoddy, kind of up on the high side of the racetrack. And Mike Rogers, the 41, Jim, on the move.
Yeah, the 56 of Josh Collins just makes that move as well. Just behind them, Gage Gilby in the 25. Mid-pack or so right now, Joe, as they find a place to race. Keep in mind, and we said it off the top of the show, there is no competition caution, so we're not going to get one at 40 or 50. We go green to 125. And so far, and I don't want to jinx it, Jerry, but this thing has a green flag look to it.
Working their way around this racetrack in a big, big hurry. Ashton Kutcher in that number two rounds out the top 10. Right behind him, Donald Chisholm. Then the 24 behind that is Regan Smith. Ryan Messer, the 13, Cassius Clark. Some of these guys may be holding back just a little bit. Don't want to wear the tires out in the first few laps. They've got a long way to go. We've only got 22 on the board. There's 103 to that break.
Well, Jared Butcher is in the hot pursuit of the 99 of Slonwhite. He's really been chasing them down, guys. He's made up a little bit of ground. So Butcher wanting to get some of that lap lead money also. About two car lengths now behind Slonwhite, and they're about to come into lap traffic.
Conveyor belt of race cars around this racetrack, Dylan, as we continue. Where do you watch? The 13 of Cassius Clark, the 1 of Ryan Messer's a great little battle. This one here is the Slonwhite trying to get around Gary Elliott. Lap car, first lap car, and this one is going to be the 36 besides the 28 who's already on pit road. Watch that 54. Jared Butcher is on the move as he's looking for the lead through the lap traffic.
Jared Butcher has got a magnet on that number 99, boys. He has reeled him in. He is considerably faster. He's going to look on the inside, maybe try and use Colton Noble as a pick in that 80 car on lap 26 of the IWK 250. Craig Slonwhite has led from the get-go, but it looks like Jerry Paxton that the 99 is about to lose the lead.
Jared Butcher is putting a little pressure on him now as he looks to dive underneath him in turn one. That didn't work. He'll fall right in behind him. He is riding the back bumper of Craig Slonwhite in that 99 as they go down the back straightaway and around turns three and four. Down the front straightaway once again. Butcher is relentless. He is hard on the 99. Now going to the outside, down the back straightaway. Slonwhite will slam the door.
Slonwhite puts the block on Butcher on the back stretch. But that's just momentarily. They're going to be in lap traffic again. Onwhite opens up the lead a little bit. Butcher in hot pursuit as they're going to put a lap on Brad Eddy in the 7 car on lap 29 as we're setting a torrid pace here in the early going.
Considering where Brad Eddy was last year in this race and where he was in the Summer Clash 250, Joe, that's a huge surprise to me for Brad Eddy going a lap down. Stevie Lively in the 30 of East Coast Financing Bridge and Renovations Ford going to go another lap down here. And the battle for third is about to heat up because we have the 42 of Kyle Reed and the 67 of Blankhorn going at it off at turn number one or into turn number one. There's lap traffic ahead of the leader, Joe. Where do you watch?
I know. The action is absolutely everywhere. And I don't know how many drivers would have anticipated that long green flag run right off the start of the show. We dropped the green.
Kyle Reed, pardon me, boys, is smoking and he has lost the pace. Yeah. Something amiss on the Robbie's towing number 42.
And he's
30. Yep.
Not in a good place.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
That will cause a caution.
Yes, yellow is out. Yellow is out.
Yes.
Yellow.
As I was saying, I don't know how many guys were thinking long green flag run, but they got it. 32 laps.
Okay, so Brad, man, I'm gonna pick your brain and knowledge down there. 32 laps in. We went consecutive green. You say we may not have thought that we would have went this long on the green flag run. Do we get another one?
I would say so, Tim. It wasn't that long ago when I was in the car. We went the first 110 green flag laps that night. I think there was like 9 cars left on the lead lap at the halfway
rear break. End. Oh, sorry, Brad. Rear end, I think, on the 42. We're taking a look at some footage here. What are you seeing on that 42 car? What could it be?
Well, he's pulled in. They're looking at the right rear of
flat,
it.
Flat right rear, it looks
so
like,
it looks
for
like
sure.
It might be a flat right rear. That right rear is down. They got the jack under it. It looks like the flat on the right rear may have rubbed somebody, may have picked something up. So the crew's going at it now to get the right rear. He tried to get the pit road. Pretty near got collected and changed his mind at the last second. But sometimes when the right rear goes, you don't have any control of the car. It just darts around on you. So lucky break there that they didn't collect a bunch of cars down in turn 4.
Regan Smith also coming down pit road with the 24 car for a little bit of attention.
Absolutely, he is your QA1 free pass recipient on this yellow flag as the 25 Gia Gage Gilby. He will get one lap back courtesy of the folks at QA1. And Joe, we do have our friends at Eastlink this season providing our fastest lap award. And usually the fastest lap of the race happens early in the show. Maybe sometimes with traffic, it doesn't exactly happen that way. What I have here as the fastest lap of the race currently is a 14.598, and it was set by the guy who had the clean air, Greg Slonway.
Yeah, 14.5. Yeah, that there. What did he turn? A 14.1 in time trial.
Yeah.
So considerably different. And unlike the sportsman cars we seen last night, I think the tires would have taken a little more punishment than what these guys will. These ones here, you can wear them out, and it will cost.
They're working underneath the rear end of that number 24 car, Regan Smith. And Joe, we've been here before where we've seen these celebrity drivers come in or these guest drivers come in, and they say, okay, well, we didn't expect these guys to save their stuff. We kind of wore the right rear off our car. I think Carson Hocevar might have done that last year as well.
Right.
Yeah, you have to save and you have to conserve to see what you have at the end of that. Brad, I know he's a little far away from view, but looks like they're looking underneath somewhere in that right front tire area.
Well, they're under the 24, and now they're under the right rear, Tim. If you remember, they broke a bracket. The trailing iron bracket actually broke off that car and put him in the wall in practice. So I don't know if they're having trouble back there. I was at the shop. They did change the rear end in that car because it bent both trailing iron brackets, so they were scared that the rear end tube was bent. So they had to do a lot of work at that, but he's down and away. When they go under the hood like that, Tim, a lot of times they're adjusting the sway bar in the right front. So
Chris Reed,
obviously he's not happy with the car.
I'm glad he got that, Dylan.
Chris Reed pulling into the pits as we start to double up. Go through some quick laps. We're into lap 32. CheckersDirectors.com, lap 1. Terry Clattenburg's birthday, number 2. Fast Eddie Racewear, lap 3. Lap 4 to 8 in memory of Elder Jameson, in memory of Leo Cochran for lap 8. Michael Worth Construction, 9, 10, 11. King Freight Lines, 12, 13. Three Square Restaurant, 14 to 16. In memory of Dale Moore for 17. Three Square Restaurant for 18, 19, 20. 21 in memory of Lori Rui. Bayworth Kenworth, 22, 23, 24. Lap 25, Tim in memory of Liz Koskulik in CFR chassis. Bayview Kenworth for 26.27. Malcolm McCullough Enterprises 28.29. Stevie Lively Racing 30. And up to 32 goes the Ron McGilvery Chev GMC. Jim Hallahan in memory of Lap 33, which is coming up next.
Joe, I just had a message from Caden Lapsmich wanting to pass on hello to everybody here on the RTR crew.
Absolutely. Hello back to you, Caden. I hope Trayton's doing good. We got a rolled up green flag. And here comes the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour pace car.
And here comes the green flag. We're back underway in the IWK 250. The 99 of Craig Swanwhite is the control car as they thunder down into turns number one and two. Swanwhite on the inside, but Brad, you know how that outside can pull off a two.
So Swanwhite's got the bottom. Butcher's got the top. They're going to run back. Butcher's going to edge him back to meet that lap. Butcher will drive it down deep into one and two. Look for Butcher to get some grip off. He's got the lead away from Swanwhite. But don't look now, the 29, the great crowd is on the outside there too, and he'll slide in behind Swanwhite.
Screaming Demon Dodge on the outside, up on that second groove, looking for a piece of the lead. Blinkhorn and McDonald, your top five. Dylan, Austin McDonald was so good here back in June, but he was kind of tongue-in-cheek earlier when I talked to him about trying to get back to where he was.
Having some good runs, and right now he's running side, or he's, pardon me, that's my first mix-up with the 13s.
There you go, Donald and Jar.
Cassius Clark is side-by-side right now with Donald Chisholm, and he looks to break away. Joe, you're talking about the nerves coming into this race. I've got a lot of nerves here for some drivers, and this restart is Nick Noggle trying to find his place in line here. Craig Swanwhite trying to get back in the lead.
Well, you got to be nervous. You got to be patient. You need all of that, Jerry, or you're not going to survive 250 here at Riverside.
They are going at it up front, but back in the field, there's some other battles happening. Cassius Clark in that 13. He's trying desperately to find his way around the number one of Ryan Messer, and Messer is just not giving him any kind of an opportunity. The 11 of Jordan Vinos on the back bumper of the 89 of Donald Chisholm. And right behind the two of them, the 54 of Danny Benedict out of Ontario, doing a great job in this mix.
Well, Dylan Blakehorn's already got his play up to the fourth position, being followed by McDonald. So once again, it's Jared Butcher leading Swanwhite by about two car lengths. Swanwhite now reeling him in, trying to take back that lead with 29 to Proud sitting in third, Blakehorn fourth, and McDonald sitting in five. That's the top five.
Dylan, I'm seeing a sense of urgency from like the middle of the pack back. These two drivers that are battling for the lead, yes, they are close, but I don't think they're really pushing the issue as much as they would if we were on 242 instead of 42. Right around here, there's Regan Smith to the outside, Stevie Lively to the inside, former Thundercar champion at Scotia Speed World, going to work with the former winner of the Southern 500.
And an IWK 250 champion, so for Stevie Lively, I mean, that's got to be huge as everyone thunders around Riverside Speedway. And Tim, Regan has said to us a few times, this is his first race in a little bit. First time behind the wheel, first time back in the Antigua Nation, well over a decade, and he is looking to have himself a good night here.
He said it before the race, the car is definitely better than the driver right now. We're going to try to get there. Over 250 laps as he chases down Josh Stoddy at the back. Meanwhile, back up front, the 54 and Jared Butcher, the 99 of Craig Swanwhite continue to battle. Greg Proud, though, Jerry has his hands full. Here comes Black Betty.
Dylan Blinkhorn in that 67 car, definitely on the move, up to within a goal. Just a couple of feet as they went through turns one and two. He's on them now as they come out of three and four down the front straightaway. And Dylan Blinkhorn making sure Greg Proud is really busy looking in that mirror. Blinkhorn filling it right out.
Well, meanwhile, McDonald sits in fifth. Russell Smith Jr. back in sixth. Robbie McEwen in seventh. And then eighth is Ashton Tucker. Noggle finishes ninth so far. And finally, Cassius Clark got underneath Big Orange, and he's looking to take over that 10th spot.
Donald Chisholm playing this one kind of cagey, gentlemen. He is back there quite a ways. He is under fire right now from the 41 of Mike Rogers. That name's going to keep coming up. That youngster has really come into his own in this Pro Stock Tour.
Mike's not really a youngster anymore, but he's young at heart. Let's put it that way, Joe. Good to see Mike having a great run. But again,
He's a guy that's going to be there at the end of the night. And actually, you look at that pack right now that he's in. Donald Chisholm, Mike Rogers, Chris Reed, Kyle Reed. Those four are those drivers that are going to be there at some point. This battle for the lead, though, Dylan about to come up on some lap traffic. The 36 of Gary Elliott, the 80 of Colton Noble, and the 30 of Steve Lively right ahead of your leaders.
We'll see if the play is in the favor of Craig Slomway looking to regain the lead after leading the first chunk of the IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis. Dylan Blankhorn has been trying to wrangle third from Greg Proud for a handful of laps here as they're going to be coming to a flurry of race cars. Call it a wall, call it what you will. It's going to be tough to traverse around here with all these cars on track. 28 making the start tonight as Gary Elliott goes under threat once again.
53 laps complete. The battle is heating up for that 15th spot. We got a real juggernaut, Brad, of cars flying through turns four right now.
We do, and lap cars can play havoc for the leaders. You got to pick the right lane, and Butcher has that choice. Meanwhile, Slonway's sitting back, just waiting for him to make a mistake so he can pounce on him. But there is a pile of lap cars about to come in the hands of the two leaders as they set this torrid pace around Riverside International Speedway for this lovely night of the IWK 250.
How big, Tim Terry, is the halfway break going to be with 56 complete? We're not even close to it yet, but it is coming. How big will the changes be? These guys are going to need it.
Oh, absolutely. They are going to need it. Some of them are going to need it. If you're up in front and you're battling for the lead like you are with Jared Butcher and Craig Slonwhite, those guys might be a little more comfortable. You don't want to make the wrong changes, though, Brad, to dial a race car out.
You don't, and a lot of these teams, as you know, has two sets of tires for this race. And most teams, there's always one set for some strange reason better than the other. And a lot of these teams save their better set for the second half. So the halfway break could play havoc, but it also could change tonight as some other cars.
Let's have a look up front, shall we? 59 complete, the 54, Jared Butcher leads the parade. In second, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, 29 Greg Proud, 67 Blankhorn, the 13 of Austin McDonald, back to the 6 of Rusty Jr., the 40 car McEwen in seventh right now. And the scoring pylon is resetting. In eighth, you've got the 2 car of Ashton Tucker, the 08 Nicholas Noggle. And in 10th, looks like Cash Money from here.
Yeah, the 13 of Cassius Clark running in position number 10, but that is going to change Joe throughout the evening. We saw it last night with the Napa Henry's Auto Pro 100, where who was running, where they were in the first half of the race, definitely weren't there at lap 100. We're going to see that over this 250-lap distance as your leaders continue to work around this racetrack. The 54, Jared Butcher, will put a lap on the Pioneer Fuel, 17 to Josh Stani. The next up is Gage Gilby and Regan Smith. And is that Donald Chisholm?
It is indeed. Donald Chisholm and Regan Smith are in danger of being lapped here by the 54 of Butcher. They'll have to pick up the pace for sure. Early in the race, long green flag races. This happens if your car's off a little bit. You get in trouble early.
There's a lot of cars here, boys, that are very strong that are under threat, including Gage Gilby. He's had a few really good runs, Jerry Paxton, on the tour so far this year. Top two are side by side trying to traverse around Gilby and Donald Chisholm.
And that's like a roadblock in front of them right now, because neither one of Donald Chisholm or Gage Gilby, the 89 and the 25, want to give it up their battle. But here, Slumright, he followed Donald Chisholm through. Now, Slumright back in front of the 54, Jared Butcher. And Butcher now right on the back bumper. Slumright trying to move forward.
Slumright moved to the inside there, trying to get by the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Joe, we talk about taking it easy in the first 125 laps, maybe riding and getting there, but you can put a guy like Donald Chisholm down a lap, you're going to do it. Oh, by the way, Regan Smith right ahead. He would be in the QA1 free pass position right now if the 89 is able to stay there. But now the 24 to the outside of the 99 is Slonwhite. Regan Smith about to go one lap down, and that would put him in the QA1 free pass spot.
Boys. Greg Proud almost lost it coming into turn two. That is the 2022 champ He's having a tough time, Joe, getting through all the lap traffic right now with Dylan Blankhorn hot on his heels.
Oh, yeah, putting up a valiant effort, trying not to go down that lap. The 99 is Slonwhite, back to the stripe, lap 70, and Slonwhite is back to the lead, the 54 of Butcher in second spot, and the 29
of Crash. We got a car in the wall. I believe Cassius Clark completely torn up in turn one.
Wow.
Yeah, that was big, boys.
C-Money.
Yeah, it's Cassius Clark. The other 13 still rolling.
Has crushed the rear end of that car. The 2019 IWK 250 champ. That car is beat up.
You don't want to do that, Jerry. 70 laps into that one. Did you get a good vantage point of that?
No, I have to say I had turned my head to start looking down the back straightaway and totally missed it. But looking at it from here, it's a pretty big mess.
It's gone on both ends. The right rear is askew from where it is. The right front tire is definitely flat. And the back end, the right rear, is crunched in. Brad, I know you can't see it from there, and I'm not a mechanic, but I think that one might be done for the night.
I would say so, Tim. And obviously maybe something broke on the car going into the corner, because driver like Cassius Clark, you just don't lose it. A lot of times something breaks and you're just along for the ride. So I would think that something broke when he was going into turn one, and that's how it got swung around in the wall backwards. And you just don't fix that early. And I mean, Cassius is just here for the race, so they'll get that towed in and just try to fix it good enough to get it in the trailer, I would say.
And Cassius is out of the car, folks. Give it up for driver number 13C as Cassius Clark climbs from that race car. We'll see if he's, I think he's just going down the racetrack to have a chat. There's Donald Chisholm onto pit row. We can tell you that the QA1 free pass recipient is the 24 of Regan Smith. Smith will be back on the lead lap, courtesy of our friends at QA1.
Tim, can I take care of some business?
Oh, okay.
Like someone not moving their car.
Uh-oh.
If you are driving a Hyundai Tucson with the license plate U1-0961, it's a used car dealership plate. You are blocking an exit. So if you're in a, looks to be a silver Hyundai with a U10961 plate, you need to move your car. We appreciate your cooperation. Oh, by the way, Joe Chisholm, yeah. The 50-50 is over $10,000.
That's good. I got tickets. My bride back in the Racetime Radio studio. Susie will be real happy. And I know my buddy over there is going to be real happy, too, if we win. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, you can't win unless you buy a ticket. And Jerome and I both got tickets, so we're good.
The Eastern Fence and Celtic Four crews are out there to move these cars. What do you see, Tim?
Joe, you think if Jerome wins the 50-50, he'll buy me lunch on Monday when we get back to Scotia? Yeah, okay.
Maybe even a Donair.
Ooh, maybe. Jerome knows some great Donair places.
Really?
Yes, he does.
So, boys,
he's got a list.
Besides the
Donair. Speaking of list, what do you got?
Well, but there's some money that these boys could use to buy some Donairs. Extra contingencies, MP Roy adding a $50 gift certificate to the leaders of lap 35, 50, 135, and 150. So we're past two of them there, so some extra gift cards. There's a lot of contingencies going through some of the sponsors as they clean up the number 13 car, starting from lap 34, Deluxe Paints Bears Lake for 34, 35, Stickers and Scuffs Podcast, Vazel Enterprises, East Coast Credit Union 38 to 43, RJD Automotive 44, Deluxe Paints Bears Lake, they bought a lot of laps here tonight, M&R Auto Pro for 47 and 48, the Melendis, by the way, they're sponsoring the halfway award, so the driver who is in first and in the midway point of the field, $500. Also want to salute lap 49 in memory of Joe Baker. Green Diamond Equipment 51 and 52. Atlantic Tilt Load 53 all the way to 67. EIT Race Radio, Mr. Rally is here. Been a busy guy today as we see the 17 getting pushed to try and rejoin the field. That's up to 75. Nickerson Auto Salvage 76 to 80. RJT Automotive 81 up to 82. Deluxe Paints Bears Lake 83 to 87. Lap 88 in memory of John Nova Chisholm. JMAC Heavy Equipment Repair 89. Celtic Ford 90-91. Mulgrave Machine Works 92 to 93. RJT Automotive 94. Fleming Motorsports up to 99. And RJT Auto for lap 100. We'll continue going through our sponsors throughout the IWK 250, boys.
Down pit road, the 42 of Kyle Reed did sneak on down here. And the guy set it up. He must have had a tire going down. I believe they had a little bit of work. Service done as the 25 of Gilby, also down pit road. 17 of Stoddy was. He's gone and back out onto the field.
I forgot I've got a birthday greeting for a driver who raced in this race last year.
Raced in this race Carson Hosberg?
From St. John.
Ronnie Somerville.
Number 9.
Johnny Rankin.
Look at you go.
Johnny Rankin celebrating his birthday.
I was close.
Here.
We went from Carson Hosevar to John Rankin.
Yep.
Happy birthday, John.
We did great.
Believe I was told 41 or 29 and holding, whatever works. As the.
I hope John Rankin's. Well, we need John Rankin back on the series.
He's here.
Well, no, he needs to be in the field.
Oh, yeah. Well, next year. As the Celtic Four cleanup crew are laying down a lot of stage dry there. Where
did you get a winner for that Boston Bruins jersey? Or is that still ongoing?
I think maybe still ongoing. We'll be told about that one.
Oh, perfect.
Joe, do you...
Speaking of sponsors, I need to hit a couple of my own, of course.
Don't hit them.
Okay, we'll just talk about them for a second here. Quick Fire Starters, the best fire starter in the world. You want to light that campfire. You want to be a hero. Get a Quick Fire Starter, and you will not believe your eyes. Your fire will go every time. Got to thank Napa Auto Parts Stores here in Antigonish, New Glasgow, and over in Port Hawkesbury. Todd, thanks so much for your support of Racetime Radio. GSR Parts. You need some parts for your race car? They service. They have parts for everything. Check them out. GSR Parts. You can do that on Facebook. GSR Parts is a place to be. Got to thank Quality Inn Halifax Airport for taking care of us.
Carrie does a great job.
She does, and we got to thank Carrie for that. And we got a lot more, but we'll get to them later on. And we just want to thank absolutely everybody.
And whether it's a tour sponsor, whether it's Racetime Radio, Tim's Corner Motorsports, Riverside International Speedway, please support them because they support what we do here.
We can't do it without it. I can guarantee that. As the field all forms up.
Jared Spotter found Ken and told him to tell you that Cole is on the pole for the Red Bud, so they must have did the redraw.
Look at that. Good deal.
Kyle Reed is hustling to rejoin the field. Danny Benedict is still on pit road with the crew trying to put the hood pins on the number 54 car. They've got to hustle up if they want to get to the tail end, and they're able to there, Joe.
Well, lights are still atop the pace car, so they don't need to get in too much of a rush. They got to hurry, though, I guess. Jerry, everything looking and shaping up down there?
Everybody's back in order, ready to go. We had a few people in. They were checking tires. They were looking at tire pressures on that 17 of Josh Stoddy. That's what they were looking at. Not sure what they were looking at on the 54 of Denny Benedict, but they had the hood off and something in the right front. Looks like they got it right, whatever it was. But right now, they're just getting ready for that green flag to come back out.
And here comes the pace car into the infield. Your control car is a black 99. Craig Slonaway sees the green flag. We're back underway. The 54 Butcher to the inside. And Slonaway's going to take the advantage down the back straightaway to Brad Mann.
Meanwhile, it's Dylan Blakehorn up on the outside of Butcher looking to take that spot away from him. Craig Crowd sitting in fourth. On the outside of him, Russell Smith Jr.
Right behind number 13 is Austin McDonald, and to his right on the high side of the racetrack for number 2, Ashton Tucker. And then there's a battle going on. Ryan Messer in the 1, the 40 of Robbie McEwen. They are fighting it out for position, and they've settled it down, but Josh Collins in that 56 car, he's on the move towards the front.
Collins from the 56 to the upside of the 08 to Nicholas Noggle as they continue to battle just outside the top five. The first side, oh, hello. And that couple crossed up in
Jordan
turn number
Vito's
4.
Off the pace.
We're going to stay green on this one. Gilby going to go, almost went to the inside. That was 3 wide down the back straightaway. Again, Gilby, where do you watch?
Too much action. There's too much action here happening at the IWK 250. But it's the restarts here, Brad. They're tough because you're back double wide. Everyone's trying to scramble for position, right?
Ashton Tucker just drove it in, made it 3 wide, and got a couple of spots. So the 2 car, Adam Irmashi, is on the move. Russell Smith Jr. settled in front of him.
Josh Collins
over the back bumper.
Josh Collins, sorry, Brad. He bumped the one of Ryan Messer. Then he got slammed by the 41, Mike Rogers. That 56 is like a pinball here right now, Tim.
Yeah, Josh Collins going backwards, was trying to go forwards and couldn't go that way. The 41 of Mike Rogers taking a look to the inside behind them. Regan Smith and Chris Reed as they run down the back straightaway. That was almost a close moment off of turn at number two. In front of them, Noggle battling side by side with Dylan Blankhorn. Blankhorn trying to stop the back pedal right now, Dylan. He's got the one a Messer to the inside.
A tough deal for Dylan Blankhorn. He is drifting back just a little bit. His first start of the season here at Riverside Speedway, battling right now with Big Orange here at Riverside. And an issue for Danny Benedict. He had issues in the pits earlier, and with Jordan Vito too.
Yeah, coming down pit road for the 54, Danny Benedict and the 11 of Jordan Vino. This will be costly for these teams, doing it under the green flag. No doubt, Jerry, they're going to be dropping some very valuable laps.
They've got that hood up on the 54 once again as they go to that right front corner. They'll be looking at that, but out on the racetrack, it is fast and furious right now. And it's in the back half of the field where all the action's happening, behind the 31 of Chris Reed. Dylan Blankhorn in that 67 car.
Oh, Blankhorn!
Is off the pace and rides up the racetrack in turn four. Kept it off the wall, but he is definitely having some issues with that race car.
That's super ill handling right now, and it looks like, Tim, he is pulling into the pits.
Yeah, here comes Blankhorn down to pit road. Tough break for the Brookside Maintenance, Quinn Gordon, number 67.
84 laps complete, and guys, I gotta say, I'm up here in the tower, and my pucker meter has gone off about 100 times in this race already. The action is just incredible here at Riverside International Speedway, the IWK 250.
Oh.
That was close.
That's the leaders.
Yeah, that's the leaders. That was the 54 of Jared Butcher and the 99 of Slonoy. That was a clear enough move off of turn number four. Butcher goes to the upside. The Superior Foundation's Nova Truck Center's number 54. The 99 is slotted away to the inside. New leader lap 87. It's Jared Butcher.
Jared takes that easily. Is there maybe something going on with the 99 car?
The lap before was Slonway throwing the block when they got into each other on the front straightaway. Butcher had won at the outside. He got it. That's how he got to the lead. Great crowd settles into third. Russell Smith Jr. fourth. And on the move, Ashton Tucker in the two is in the fifth spot. Meanwhile, McDonald sits behind him in the sixth.
Brad Eddy off the base in the seven. The driveline.co. Number seven's going to go to pit road. Tough break for Eddy. It slowed Dylan, and he is now on the back straightaway pit. That's not even where he's pitted.
That's a tough break. He got a top 10 here last year with the IWK 250. We've seen a couple of strong cars like Dylan Blankhorn and now Brad Eddy pulling into the pits. Now we've got the 54 starting to drift away, drive away, whatever term you want to use, away from the 99 car.
We thought for a moment that the 99 might have had an issue, but Dylan, do you think it's something that maybe he was just trying to feel out that race car after that contact?
Yeah, it could be saving it. The way he's going now, it looked like it was a little too easy for the 54 to take on the outside.
Speaking of two, here comes Ashton Tucker to the inside of the six of Russell Smith Jr. I almost said George Koskulik. He picks up the position. The two falls back. Here comes the 13 of Austin McDonald on the back bumper. The 40 of Robbie McEwen to the outside, looking for one more. That is a battle for six.
They are side by side down the front straight into turn number one and two. The 13 of Austin McDonald, the 40 of Robbie McEwen, and they are not giving up an inch. Now McEwen is going to go to the high side, trying to get around the number two of Ashton Tucker. And he will put that 13 of Austin McDonald in behind him. He'll fall in line behind the two of Tucker. Now he's got to fall in line along with the six of Russell Smith Jr., the 29 of Greg Proud. Those five cars running in a line.
All kinds of company for Ashton Tucker as he settled in behind Russell Smith Jr., but Russell Smith Jr. reeling in the 29 of Greg Proud. So the real battle's back there, third, fourth, and fifth. Three cars all won the same spot, and Robbie McEwen and McDonald joins them.
Richard just caught this. This was almost a caution a couple of laps ago, Dylan, as the 31 of Chris Reed finally clears the 56 of Josh Collins. Collins drifted up the racetrack just a wee bit a couple laps ago and almost into the path of the 31. Now the 42 of Kyle Reed to the inside of Mike Rogers. Almost makes it three wide off of corner number four.
What a juggernaut right there, Jim. You're following it. You got four cars, and they are really swapping position. 98 laps complete, just two to go to 100. And then it's down to a 150.
It's been a wild night so far. Great racing here at Riverside as the lights start to gleam here. I keep seeing Tim jump out of his seat here watching all these battles on track.
I'm watching this battle that's on our screen right now with the 89 of Donald Chisholm, turn number four, the 41 of Mike Rogers. Donald's been having a handful with that race car. He can't go anywhere. Oh, hello. Three wide down the back straightaway. Donald Chisholm looking at the 56 of Josh Collins. He knows he's got to go, but he's got nowhere to go.
Great crowd, and then number 29 was feeling a whole lot of pressure as the six of Russell Smith Jr. started to close in on him. Ashton Tucker took the two car to the outside. That made the six a little bit more wary on moving around. Now the two gets by the six. Tucker up behind the 29 of Great Crowd.
Meanwhile, Ashton Tucker slips into the fourth spot.
Russie Jr., sorry, Robbie McCune and Russie Jr. almost went into the wall in the front straightway. Sorry to interrupt, but there's a ton of swapping paint here on the racetrack.
Robbie McCune looking to take a spot on the outside as they're going around the lap pair of Stevie Lively. Soon they go around the lap pair of Noble. So Robbie McCune slips up into fifth, and then McDonald slips into sixth. Russie Smith Jr. back to seventh. So positions changing. Noggle now in the mix. So he'll be looking to get around Russell Smith Jr. A couple lap cards in front of them.
Tim, I got a point to a Pro Stock Tour race that took place here about 3 weeks ago. The 08 of Nicholas Noggle in that 150 hung out. And he hung out. And towards the last 25 or 30 laps, that 08 car came right up.
And the week before, he had to come from the back of the field almost twice in the Nova Truck Center's 150 to win that race in Halifax. Do not count out Nicholas Noggle. We know he's got John Fleming on the box helping him out. He's got a former IWK 250 and multi-time tour champion helping the 08 Rycon construction team out. Do not count out Nicholas Noggle, albeit still early in this one. Great battles all around this racetrack, Dylan. I got my half eye on the 29 of Greg Proud and the two of Ashton Tucker. That's the battle for position number three off in turn number four. Robbie McEwen and Austin McDonald also closing in. But again, some great battles throughout. Where do you watch here?
There's so much action here at the IWK 250. We are nearing the halfway point. The winner of the halfway challenge will get $500. The driver in the middle of the field, boys, is going to be getting $500. Courtesy of some great sponsors we'll go through a little later as we're seeing tight racing everywhere, and I'm sure a lot of tight cars right now, Joe.
Oh, I would well imagine no race in Canada pays what this race does here in the IWK 250, all live from Riverside International Speedway, right here on timscorner.tv or racetimeradio.com. You can check out track tunes as well. I heard a big pop. Must have been a backfire.
I think it might have been. There's one car. Regan's looking a little bit slow on the outside going around. Might have been him. Might not have been. But we're getting to the point now, Joe, where these drivers have had 112 laps. They've had two really good green flag runs on a third green flag run here now. Getting close to that 125 halfway break. There's a lot going on. Brad Mann, we've already seen it before. This is where these crews, and I'm starting to see them on pit road, that are getting a little bit antsy.
Well, everybody looking for the track position. Tim at the halfway break, and Ashton Tucker's making the bigger moves. He's up to third. Slonwaite sits back in fourth, but there's races all around, and they're like 10 laps away from the halfway break, so they want to be as far up in the field as they can, because when these guys go for the halfway break, when they go in the pit, they return back to the track in the same position.
As long as they meet that 10-minute requirement and they're not late to the dance for the last 125 laps of this race. You're watching the six of Russell Smith Jr. battle with the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. Little tickle to the back bumper of the number six as Nicholas Noggle flies at Celtic Air, 08 to the inside. Great little move by Noggle. He will move up one more spot. That's about sixth place or seventh place, I believe, right now. Joe, as Nicholas Noggle picks up that spot, chases down Austin McDonald. Actually, that battle with McDonald, McEwen, and Greg Proud is a nice little pack here, too, as the 80 car goes down a lap.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. Look at these guys putting a show on here. The 29er Proud skates up the high side of turn two. The 40 of McEwen has a look low. But, Jerry, they're going to be running into some lap traffic here on lap 118.
And that lap traffic is coming up quickly. And that really could throw a wrench into it. But right now, Jared Butcher, all by himself out in front, he is picking his way around the racetrack. Now he's looking like he could put Donald Chisholm down another lap, but he's got about almost a half a straightaway lead on Craig Slowright. We're now starting to see the drivers who saved a little to get to the end of this first half. They're starting to pick their way through.
Jared Butcher continues to pace this field around. We'll come by this time with 1:21 completed in the IWK 250, just a handful of laps away from the halfway point in this one. Quick pace so far to round number 5 on the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour. Jared Butcher has some lap traffic ahead of him. See what he can do. Ryan Van Horscott just went a lap down. Donald Chisholm pedaling that number 89 to save Joe. I believe him going 2 laps down. I think he's already there.
I think he is too, Tim. This is what I would call punishment. Not only are the cars being punished right now with the conditions, the long green flag runs, how about the drivers? Man, are they getting a test here tonight.
How about this 08 car? We talked about him about 10 laps ago, Joe. Nicholas Noggle on the back bumper of Austin McDonald, Robbie McEwen, and Greg Proud as Colton Noble has issues. He pulls it to pit road. That's the battle for position number 4, 5, 6, and 7 in the late stages of the first half of this one. At a turn number 4, the battle for position number 4 comes off. Jared Butcher is down the back straightaway. This time by, he will see the cross flags from Steve Austin. We are halfway home in the IWK 250. 125 down, 125 to go. The field will finish this lap. And as soon as they come back across the stripe, Jared Butcher will be able to see the yellow flag come out. I do believe there's halfway and there's the yellow.
Keeping them off balance a little bit there, Tim. Woo! As the 29er, Greg Proud, he does his best dirt impression of the night so far. The 29 sailed her off turn 4.
That farmer was up on the wheel off of turn number 4. It's like he was plowing the fields.
Yeah, getting the taters out, I would have to say. Jerry, what a first half.
That was wild, and I think it's going to get a lot more wild as we get to the next one, because these guys are setting up rapid pace. But we did see Craig Slonwhite slow that 99 car down, and that may be no point in chasing Jared Butcher at that point. The money's in lap 250, not 125.
The QA1 free pass on this yellow flag is the number 25 of Ryan Van Orscott. Van Orscott will get back on the lead lap. I believe, Joe, he is listed as 12th, so we should have 12 cars on the lead lap when we do go back to green flag racing. And just checking here, I believe Craig Slonwhite still has the Eastlink fastest lap of the race. So we will keep on that. Yeah, I do believe he does. Still, that is a 14.598, and that was turned on lap number. I see Mr. Langell heading out. So, folks, this is how this will work. All these cars are going to pit road. They are not allowed to start working on their race cars until the 10-minute timer has started on the back straightaway. So those that are looking, you can look all you want. You can't touch. If you touch, you're going to the back of the field. So we have to wait for all these cars to make their way down onto pit road into their box. I see the 36 of Gary Elliott is going to make his way down into his box. And
He's
on the back. We'll wait for the high sign from Mike Ledwidge, our competition director. Ashley Smith is working our scoreboard. Josh Stotty is still making his way into his box. And as soon as he makes it in, we will wait for the high sign from Mr. Ledwidge. We will look, and there it is, folks. Get to work.
And we got to preface it, too. If you happen to see guys working on the 54s, because they were in and working on it before the break.
Mr. Langell, I see you have Steve Lewis down there.
I do. We're just waiting on the 50-50 here.
Who are we?
Actually, while I get a quiet moment,
Ooh.
Steve Lewis, this is the Steve Lewis that's presenting this race. You just said to me, what a great night, right?
Just awesome. Yeah, awesome, Dylan.
The place is packed. I think we're going to have to build more grandstands here soon.
That sounds a good idea to me.
What does it mean for your family, the Chisholms and the Lewises, for the support for this race and what you guys do for the IWK Foundation?
Well, as you can see around me, there's a gentleman right here next to us. It's about him. And him and all these guys that are here, all these children, that's what it's all about. Nothing else.
Absolutely. Race fans, let's give a hand for Steve Lewis for always supporting this IWK 250. And we're going to see if we can give away some money here. I can see our friends from the Ann Ignis Junior B Bulldogs coming. And after this, we've got a pretty cool announcement to make from the Smith family in relation to fundraising for the IWK 250. Oh, I guess we're going to go on the racetrack here. Let us go on the racetrack from our good friends of the Ann Ignis Junior B Bulldogs.
They didn't do the
50-50 draw coming up here. So, race fans, get those 50-50 tickets out. We want to give you some big money, and I mean big money. How much big money are we going to be giving away? How about this tonight? Someone is going home with $11,146 tonight at the IWK 250. And, of course, the Ann Ignis Junior B Bulldogs are going to be donating a portion of their half to the IWK Foundation. A lot of tickets sold here. We'll get Steve's one of his grandkids to come on down here. While I got some quiet, too, remember that car I was telling you about that needs to move? So it's a Hyundai Tucson used car dealership plate, U1-0961. You're in a spot where you're blocking someone. You're blocking an exit. So U1-0961, it's a used car dealership plate. It's a Hyundai Tucson. We need you to move. So Steve Lewis's grandson's going to pick the number here. This thing is filled to the brim. It's $11,000 on the line here. Pretty cool. Just making sure none of them are stuck here. And let's turn the mic over here to Willie here with the Ann Ignis Junior B Bulldogs. They're here every weekend. Willie, what do you got to say for us?
Welcome, everyone, to a great evening again and great season of racing. And just a few little things here. First of all, I'd like to thank Donald for letting our Ann Ignis AA Monroe Bulldogs being part of this since quite a while. Secondly, I'd like to thank Dylan for doing such a great job at helping us out each and every evening. And later on, we'll make a little bit of a presentation to Mr. Lewis next door here, but maybe we'll do the 50-50 first. Oh, one thing I cannot forget that we missed, if I did, I cannot thank our team of sellers that go walking through the crowd here enough. And secondly, I'd like to thank all of you folks out there for supporting us over all these years, and hopefully one of you will go home a little happier. Thank you all.
Thank you, Willie. Let's draw this thing. Let's pull that door open. Let's reach in. Go in there and push around a little bit. I'm going to look down this way. All right, we got ourselves a winning ticket. It's on a white ticket with orange text. The winning number for a little over $11,000 tonight is 290291. White ticket, orange text, 290291 for a good chunk of money here on the IWK 250 weekend. We're going to come back up to the flag stand if you've got that ticket. So again, it's a white ticket, orange text, 290291, the winning 50-50 ticket tonight. Willie, you want the mic one more time here.
on behalf of the Antigonish Farmers Mutual Junior B Bulldogs, who I think are 2 times Atlantic champs and 3 times provincial champs in the last 3 years. On behalf of those people, I would like to make a presentation to Mr. Lewis here for $5,600 as a donation from the Antigonish Junior B Bulldogs. Thank you all again.
Thank you, Willie. Let's give him a hand. $5,600 going to the IWK. Thanks to you with this 50-50.
4 minute warning. 4 minute warning for the teams in the pits. 4 minute warning on the 10 minute clock.
I hope Jerome has a white ticket. I got all these tickets and I didn't have a white one. Good pull, Dill.
Now, before we get back to racing action, you know, we're doing all these cool fundraisers for the IWK Children's Foundation. So if you remember last year, that Devin Smith guy races the 94 Sportsman. It did a big fundraiser where he said, I'm going to shave my mullet if we get a bunch of money for the IWK. They did it. Now this year, Brantley Smith, who is the son of Russell Smith Jr., pole sitter of this race, who is standing right next to me, his super nice mullet got cut off this morning. But for a very good reason. They collected donations right up until this afternoon, with Brantley cutting off that beautiful mullet, going to the IWK Foundation, $3,135. Pretty cool, eh? Fundraising all this?
Yep.
Do you miss the mullet?
Yes, I do.
You're young. Your hair's going to grow back.
Yeah, I know.
Anything else you want to say here?
No.
Cheer on Dad. He's doing pretty good so far.
Yep.
Hey, let's give another hand. Brantley Smith, he raised over $3,000 cutting off his mullet for the IWK Foundation.
We have 2:20:17:16 to go on the halfway break. I see Jarrett Butcher starting to roll, so if you are in the pit area, get your cars rolling, and we will be back to racing momentarily. Want to say hello to a legend in New Brunswick stock car racing. Eugene Weigel is with us. Want to say hello to Eugene. He's doing a great job holding up that fence down there.
Absolutely. Good job.
A couple of moments away is Dylan. Get some photos with Brantley. Brantley is going to be the next Bandolero champion. Got a Bandolero ready to go. Dylan, do we have that 50-50 number one more time? I know Rob Bonus wants to hear it.
Okay, so the winning 50-50 ticket, white and orange ticket, 290-291 is the winning number. Willie from the Bulldogs is by the flag stand here. If for some reason we can't find a winner tonight, they will post it on social media. But we want to try and find a winner. 11 grand, you'll have a great party tonight in the pit. So again, the winning 50-50 ticket is a white ticket, 290-291. Willie right here. You can't miss him. Home hardware vest, IWK 250 hat. Handsome man, sandals, can't miss him. He's right here by the flag stand. Come see him. Willie will let us know if we got a winner, but it's a white and orange ticket. So white base, orange text, 290-291 is the winning 50-50 number. And Willie is right here with your cash.
Less than a minute left to go on pit road. Brad, man, what are you going to change for the second half of this race?
Well, Joe, it's the only chance you got to give some adjustments. So you said you kept the best set of tires for the second half. That's one thing for sure. You're topped off with fuel. You might want to adjust the panel bar. You may adjust the front swaver, track link. There's a lot of things you could do. But I would think it's going to get a little bit colder, so you might want to loosen it up a little bit more. Who knows?
Well, you always told me, Brad, after running multiple IWK 250s, Joe, when the sun goes down, this track is a different track. You have to have a different setup to loosen it up. Because it will tighten up, right?
That's true, and that's why you want to keep that second set of tires to be the special set of tires. As the crew chief tells you, I put on the good sneakers. Now just drive it. Don't worry about the rest.
Now, you'll remember too, Tim Terry, that Rob Bona showed us that the lucky dog this time on the restart is going to be the 25, right?
Yeah, I believe so. As the clock has struck zero, doesn't mean it's midnight, but it's getting pretty close. Lights are coming up around Riverside International Speedway. Most of these drivers that were on the racetrack before are back on the racetrack now. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the 42 of Kyle Reed, still up on jack stands. The guys are definitely feverishly working on that machine. Now, you'll know that he has missed the time. You'll have to start at the rear. But if you can get that last little tweak, that might be a good sign.
Well, if he's going to start back there, I see Aiden Barr and the Bubba and everybody else working on that vehicle. Hello.
Hi.
What do you have?
Well, while we got the last couple minutes of halftime, I want to go through our good sponsors here at Riverside Speedway. 98.9 XFM, 101.5 The Hawk, AJ Gallagher Insurance, Atlantic Lottery and Proline, the official gaming partner, Riverside Speedway, Atlantic Tilt Load, Battlefield Rentals, Bayview Trucks and Equipment, Barry's Furniture, Boston Superior Power Products, Celtic Sea Holdings, Coastal Nova Scotia, Coldstream Clear. By the way, last calls at lap 225 over in the garden. Jocost Interiors, Eastern 2.0, Eastern Fence, EIT Race Radios, E&M Heating, Celtic Ford, McDonald's Convenience, McGilvery Fuels, McGregor's Industrial Group, McGlasgow, McKenzie Environmental, Maritime Car Wash, Microtel Inn & Suites Anaganish, Municipality of the County of Anaganish, Napa Anaganish, Northeast Truck and Trailer, Nova Truck Center, Pepsi, which I'm going to need one here in a second, Steve Lewis Auto Body, Stones RV, Toromont Cat, Ultramar, Wilson Equipment, thank you for your support.
Do you have an oxygen sponsor on there?
I'm going to go get one right now.
You're
going to
need one. Good news, Ontario fans. The 54 of Danny Benedict down and away. He will be now multiple laps.
Yes.
But it's good to see Danny coming back into the field. The 17 of Josh Stoddy. For those Ontarioites, that's your choices tonight. You still have the 17 and now the 54 back into the fight.
And Kyle Reed has returned to the racetrack in car number 42
as well.
So Kyle Reed back out, but he will. And actually, he's shown us two laps down already, Joe, with the torrid pace that we have.
Yeah.
So he's going to start back there anyway. He may as well get a couple of extra minutes and get some adjustments.
Sure.
Try to get some QA1 free passes.
I see Jerry Paxton made a change in that second half, too. He's got a sweater on.
That is called preparation.
It's
beautiful out here right now. Not a problem, but I can feel that breeze, and I know it's going to. And when they're in the middle of the race, I don't want to be fumbling with a sweater.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better weekend here for IWK 250 Super Weekend. Joan Rui has knocked this out of the park.
I want to give one more shout-out as well. Obviously, we talked about the Chisholm family and Joan Rui, Paul Forster.
Yes.
Paul has
done so
much for us here at Tim's Corner TV. He's done so much for you at Racetime Radio.
Yes, he has.
Unsung hero of this event. I don't know where he's at. I'm hoping he's enjoying some laps here in this race. But thank you, Paul Corston, for everything that you've done for us. Couldn't do it without you. Our job would be a lot more harder as Steve Austin waves that caution flag at the flag stand.
The whole staff at Riverside International Speedway, and there is an army here. Do a fantastic job from parking all of the, how about over 1,000 campers here? Unbelievable.
Mike, and I haven't seen Mike this weekend. I don't know, he might be off this weekend, but I know he helped us during the NASCAR weekend here as well. And we got another event coming up here on August 17th with the Summer Sizzler with Sportsman, Legend Cars, and Mini Stocks. But we're getting ready to go back to green on this one, Joe. Roll that green. Dylan, what do you got?
Well, the 54 was the winner of the halfway award. M&R Automotive, Auto Pro in Newfoundland, and Shorefront Marine in Glen Haven splitting this. Middle of the field, I think, boys, Regan Smith got the middle of the pack award.
Well, we'll check with that a little bit later on, but Scott Neig is going to hustle that pace car into the infield. The second half of the 2024 IWK 250. That is not the greatest start in the entire world, but we'll see if it flies.
And it looks like it's gonna, Tim, as we were.
No, it will not.
See, we got a yellow.
Oh, we get a wreck. It's
Collins and Stoddy and.
Okay, we got to whoa them up. Josh Stoddy still rolling, I do believe. I can't see the 17 car.
He's over.
The 99 was halfway to New Glasgow when we threw that green flag. We held the caution flag on the back straightaway. We did not throw it, but I think some teams at the back might have anticipated that to come out, but it did not fly until they were coming at a turn four.
Gotcha.
So I think that's another miscommunication on a restart from the Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
And the 17 car, Josh Stoddy, the front end of that thing is all bent up. It looks like cosmetic. We'll find out. He's on the way to the pit.
It almost looks like Gage Gilby somewhere in front. Gage might have checked up a little bit, the rookie driver. And, man, I hate it for Josh Stoddy.
Me too. Hopefully it's not a radiator. I think back to the 08 of Nicholas Nagel, had a lot of the same looking damage the last race here.
Yeah, and he had some of that damage too at Scotia, back at the Nova Truck Center's races.
Bad news, guys. Bad news.
Radiator?
Oh, yeah. The water and the steam are rolling out of her now. Yeah.
Man. Hate it for Josh Stoddy, the Pioneer machine, the MAI paving car from Chesley, Ontario. His race ended on the restart of the second half.
Yeah,
That's a tough break. Tough pill to swallow.
Gary Elliott on the back pit coming in. I see Jordan Vino's team pushing theirs into the hauler. Stevie Lively in the 30. A little bit of damage, a little bit of front end damage to the East Coast Financing, followed the Lighthouse Ford, as they will collect the field. A little bit of debris up there. Trevor McDonald picking that up in turn number 3. But we will be back to green momentarily. The 54 will be the control car when we do go back to green. The Superior Foundation's Nova Truck Center's number 54 with Slawn White in second. And we are going to cross him over again in the 54. Jared Butcher is going to choose that outside line. Brad, we saw this at the RJ Poirier 150. We now seen it here, obviously, a little bit of a smaller miscue on a restart. What are you telling your driver if you're up top?
Well, they were warned at the start-finish line that the lead car sets the pace, and if they didn't do it, they could end up going the back. So they got to tell Slonway, well, okay, stay even with him, but don't jump the start. And it looks like Butcher's cars get more grip up top, and the longer you run, the better the Butcher car was in the first half. So we'll see what the second half brings.
We got a miscommunication with some drivers in the back. Regan Smith's team is still working underneath the rear end of the 24 car. Not sure, Joe, what exactly they're looking at, but they have the rear end jacked up, and I would almost say they're getting close to running out of time. Well, maybe not. The Celtic Ford cleanup crew is on the racetrack in turn number 2.
Brad, I gotta ask you, seeing the 24 car jacked up, knowing that these guys have had trouble with the rear end throughout the course of the weekend, is there something maybe out of line with that 24? Is that could be the potential problem?
Well, you never know, and they didn't want to take the chances. I was at the shop on Thursday night, actually, and they did put a different rear end in the car. They took one out of the trailer and put it in because they were scared the rear end could be bent. But when you break something in the rear like that, they broke the bracket off, then stuffed it in the wall, you don't know what else may have bent, and sometimes you just can't see it with your eye, whether you tweak the pan air bar or maybe the trailing arms. There's a lot of moving parts back there, the third link. So obviously there's something wrong in the rear, and Regan's feeling that. So every time they've come in, they've gone under the rear of the car. So I know they're going to look at the brackets again for sure, because that happened once and it was weird. But it looks like they're going to push him away, get him going here to give him a push start. He'll join the rear of the field.
As the 24 Cat Car for Kids rolls its way down to pit road there, and off he goes. Going to rejoin the field here at Riverside International Speedway. Started with 28 competitors, and looks like we're down a few here, but we've also got 125 laps complete already. Fans of Racetime Radio, want to remind you, make sure you tune into Racetime on August the 13th, or better yet, join us at Flamborough Speedway for this year's Gold Rush. We will have it all live from Flamborough Speedway. Lights out the top of the pace car, Tim. Here we go.
That looks better. Green flag flies. We're back underway. Butcher gets that nose out on the outside. Slawn White says, nah-uh. Down the back straightaway they go. The 99 of Slawn White to the inside. Butcher trying to get that run off the corner. New leader, Craig Slawn White.
And a battle going on between the two, Ashton Tucker and the 29, a great crowd. They're side by side. Butcher continues to fight back on the outside. Slonwhite hangs down to the bottom. They're side by side. Oh, he slips up the racetrack in front of the 54 coming off the four.
Here comes Ashton Tucker. Tucker to the inside of the 54 as they battle it out for the runner-up position in the IWK 250. Butcher slides into second, and here comes a screaming Demon Dodge. Great crowd to the outside looking for position number three. Dylan.
And while that's going on, Austin McDonald is sitting back watching. He's trying to stay out of the problems, but being ready to take advantage if there's a hole. But right now, they're side by side in front of them. The 29 of Great Crowd, the two of Ashton Tucker, and they are on the back bumper of 54, Jared Butcher.
Well, them two went at it in the first half for about 20 laps side by side. They continue to do it here. Ashton edges them out a little bit, but Crowd fights back on the outside as he continues to want to run that Dodge up on the high side.
Tim Terry, Ashton Tucker. Oh, and
Noggle sends Russell Smith Jr.
And how they all didn't pile up is beyond me. Wow.
Brad, man, discretion is the better part of valor. I think 131 is still too early for that.
A little bit, but man, I mean, they're fighting every inch, Tim, here for every position. And you know, like if your car's better on the inside, you want to get that position. So when you reline up on the next caution, you're where you want to be. And I know it's only lap 131, but these cars are so tight. They're fighting for every inch, and it's great for the fans. It's exciting.
Your QA1 free pass is car number 89, a Donald Chisholm.
So they'll restack them here. Want to read out the 50-50 again. White base, orange text, 290291. Winner, chicken dinner of over $11,000.
It's not me and Joe going for a chicken dinner.
No, it's not. While we're under caution, too, want to go through some more laps here. A lot of money being thrown at Jared Butcher, Craig Slomwhite so far, Dalton Industries, 101, 102, Fast City Raceware, 103, Basil Enterprises, 104. The municipality of the county of Antigonish, 105 to 109. Ultramar, 110 to 119. McGregor's Industrial, 120 to 121. Three Square Restaurant, easy for me to say, 122 to 124. At the halfway mark, it was M&R Automotive in Gander, Newfoundland. And Shorefront Marine, Three Square Restaurant again for 126 to 127. Aggregate Equipment, 128 all the way down to 143. 144, Memory of Carol Cochran. 145, Maritime Car Wash, along with 146. Eastern Drainage, 147 to 148. Ross Screen Print, 149 to 150. Superior Power Products, 151 to 155. MGB Mechanical Fort Mac, 156 to 157. McDonald's Convenience, 158. Northeast Truck and Trailer, 159 as we continue under caution. Deluxe Paints, Bears Lake, 160 to 169. JMAC Heavy Equipment Repair, 170 to 178. Racetime Radio, which we're broadcasting live on right now, 179 to 180. Three Square Restaurant, 181 to 184. AW Leal Cranes and Equipment, 185 all the way to 193. RJD Auto, 194. AW Leal picks up at 195 to 200. R&D Performance Center, 201 to 202. Fast Eddie Raceware, 203. Peterbilt Atlantic, 204. Gallagher for 205 and 206. Lap 207, Alex McDonald Irving. Along with 208, the Snow Queen Leisure World, 209 to 210. McGregor's Industrial Group, 211 to 212. It's a hot day here at Riverside Speedway. It was a hot week at Petty Raceway last weekend. As we start to double up here, 213 to 221, Petty Raceway, Wycugama Pro Shop, 222 to 223. Tormont Cat, 224 all the way to 248. Lap 249, SFR in memory of Scott Frazier. Lap 250 in memory of the late, great Scott Frazier, a five-time winner of this race. Thank you, lap sponsors.
As we get ready to go back to green, Steve Austin thinking about it, and we'll give him the rolled-up green this time by. So, Brad, man, I'll ask you this. I asked you this after the first caution flag. These guys have been a little antsy. Do they get a green flag run here?
Oh, I think you're going to see about a 45 run here, and maybe something break and bring out the caution then.
Okay, folks, Brad Mann's peered into the crystal ball. Scott Negus is going to pull the pace car off the racetrack. We'll see if we get that magic 45. Here comes the field. Green flag flies, and we're back underway. The IWK 250 and Dylan the 99 and Slonway going to get the advantage, or at least try to, off of turn number two.
The old saying is cautions breed cautions, and we've been seeing that since the halfway mark, even a little bit earlier in this race. You've got the two most recent winners of this IWK 250 running first and, well, running third, but battling for second. Greg Proud is a man on a mission, but Ashton Tucker, Jerry Paxton, he has won every big race in the Maritimes except for this one. He is in fourth.
Tucker running in that fourth spot right behind the 54 of Jared Butcher. He'll fall in line now in front of the 40 of Robbie McEwen, who rounds out the top five. Right behind him, the 13 of Austin McDonald. As those front six now swarm up in single file. Proud in the 29 up into second spot. And he has got the momentum on the high side of the racetrack, trying to chase down the 99 of Frank Longwhite.
Christopher Reed looking at the water, Ryan Messer. Messer will clear, and now the 89 of Donald Chisholm goes to work on the 41 of Mike Rogers. Behind them, Ryan Van Orscott and Josh Collins side by side, along with Kyle Reed and the 24 of Regan Smith. Battles top to bottom here at Riverside International Speedway. Speaking about top, here comes Austin McDonald looking at the 40 of Robbie McEwen. Great battles here, Dylan. Where do you watch?
Really great battles as Austin McDonald gets a crowbar in, and he's able to pry that door, and he is underneath it now. Will clear the number 40 going down the back straightaway. Greg Proud has moved up to P2 solidly. He's trying to hunt down the number 99, the 2022 IWK 250 champ, hunting the 2023 champ.
Well, we talked to Proud early in the race, trying to get used to that great engine. It's looked like after 125, he's getting the hang of it. As he continues to reel in the 99, from Slonwaite, he's right on the back bumper. So the 29 obviously got some good grip, maybe a better set of tires at the halfway mark, because that car is on the move.
Tim, that was an opportunity for these teams to make adjustments. Something a bit different compared to the other Pro Stock Tour races. There's no competition cautions at lap 40 as Greg Proud, he's got the magnet hooked up on the number 99.
It creates a different strategy at this race compared to what we see on the other nine Maritime Pro Stock Tour events throughout the region. 29 to Greg Proud, 99 to Greg Smallwhite, two former IWK 250 champions about to put on their tap shoes and dance for the lead. Butcher, Tucker, and McDonald, your top five. And Brad, man, don't count out Robbie McEwen kind of hanging out there in sixth.
No, he's having a great run, and Robbie usually saves his car to the end. So the 40 in good shape here, running along in the sixth position. You might have the two up front maybe wearing their tires out as they're going at it. Well, meanwhile, third through seventh is just sitting back riding here in the early part of the last 125 of this 250 race.
Dylan, you almost popped out of your chair. The 08 of Noggle, the 41 of Rogers around Donald Chisholm just cleared this pack. The 31 of Christopher Reed going out of turn number two. The Reed brothers are going door to door.
Well, originally, Tim, it was Donald Chisholm giving a bump to the number 31, as now the Reed boys are side by side here at the racetrack. Greg Proud is looking to try and get this big win.
Proud is on the move. He's trying to throw it underneath, but 99 Slonwaite, I have none of that. Greg Proud on the back bumper. Them two cars are pretty dead even down the backstretch. Proud wants that lead. He wants that clean air. Slonwaite doesn't want to give it to him. Slonwaite will lead that lap, 148.
Slonwaite in the 99, the 29 of Greg Proud. Proud at putting a little bit of pressure on the RSD Holdings, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, number 99, the 54 of Butcher hanging out in position number three, and they are about to come up on some lap traffic. The 31 of Chris Reed hanging tough on the outside of the Rogers Apartments, number 41 of Mike Rogers, the 56 of Josh Collins hanging out right behind them with the 24 of Regan Smith. Gary Elliott in the 36 goes one more lap down, Dylan, as he falls in behind the leader. Frank Proud beginning to put on some pressure.
Greg Proud looking underneath the 99 of Craig Sloan as he went into turn number three. He is on the back bumper and just waiting for the opportunity as they exit turn two, down the back two once again. Proud to the inside. He'll have to fall back in line. He's got enough to get beside him. He can't get past the 99 of Sloan.
What a battle that is as Slonwaite continues to gear drive and keep the 29 of Proud behind him. but they are going at it big time up front. Meanwhile, Jared Butcher rides along in third. Ashton Tucker riding along in fourth. Fifth place to Austin McDonald. And Robbie McEwen rolling up to sixth with Big Orange in seventh.
Greg Proud continues to put the pressure on the 99 of Craig Slaughterwhite, the Loyalist Holdings number 29 on the back bumper. And again, the 41 of Mike Rogers trying to get around the 31 of Christopher Reed. Field will come up on the 30th. Stevie Lively to put him a lap down. Greg Proud relinquishes that little bit of pressure to allow the 99 to operate around the 29 of Greg Proud. Tough break again for Stevie Lively, hanging tough here in the IWK 250.
155 complete of tonight's IWK 250, and the teams have really turned it on. They are side by side in some spots, nose to tail in others, all the way around this big, beautiful speedway. Got to throw a hello to Lane Zardo, a super stock champion in Ontario, tuned in to TimsCorner.tv. Awesome. Hello there, Lane.
Slaughterwhite getting through the lap traffic better than the 29. A crowd opens up a 2 or 3 car lead. Now they got a clear track in front of them. We'll see if Crowd can shorten up that distance between him and Slaughterwhite. But Slaughterwhite on the move, and he leads lap 158 with Crowd in hot pursuit.
I know that crate motor is going to act a little bit differently than that big motor did, Brad, but I'm starting to see the 29 of Greg Proud kind of go on that second group out of turn number 2 and out of turn number 4, just a little bit higher than what Craig Slaughterwhite has been able to do.
Well, Proud's always used to run in the high part of the track because he had that big horsepower before, Tim. So that's where he's used to driving. So that's why you see him up there. He doesn't have the big horsepower, but that car's always been set up to drive a little bit up on the higher group. So I would say that's why he's up there.
He said off the beginning of the show when you spoke to him, Brad, in pre-race, it could take a few laps to figure this out. It is a change for the 29 of Craig Proud from PEI. I would say, Jerry, he's got it figured. Here he comes.
He is working it hard, but he is doing it well. He's still within about a car length of the 99 of Slaughterwhite. Slaughterwhite is not able to run away from him, that's for sure. And that is making him most interesting. Back behind them, the 54 of Jared Butcher. He is unable to gain ground on those front two, but he is running all by himself in that third spot. And then back behind him, the number 2 of Ashton Tucker. They are stretched out. What they need now is a little bit of luck to start tightening them up.
Dylan, we're starting to see that little bit of a battle in between the long run cars after 20 laps or so on this green flag run, starting to make their move. We're starting to see some drivers falling back. I'm seeing Russell Smith Jr. in the 6th, the 25 of Ryan Van Orscott. I think those are on two different paths right now, but the same path, they're about to be lapped.
It's about to come here for the leaders on lap 166 of the IWK 250. Beautiful night here in Antigonish. Greg Proud running second. Craig Slaughterwhite looking to go back-to-back. Jared Butcher looking for his first 250. Ashton Tucker looking. You know, Tim, you talk about the triple crown. Ashton Tucker, I don't know what we're calling that with the Mike Stevens 254.
Still the triple crown.
Say the triple crown. He could win plus that 254 if he gets the 250 tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Ashton Tucker has been on a tear the last little bit between the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour, the Easy Clean Super Late Model Series, and these open shows that we have had throughout the Maritimes. The 6 of Russell Smith Jr. about to go one lap down to the 99 of Craig Slaughterwhite. Starting to see some green flag race to this. When they come back by this time, we'll have 170 completed in the IWK 250 and just 80 laps remaining. And Dylan, don't look now. Here comes Jared Butcher.
Starting to creep up. Everyone trying to find position here on the racetrack. Jerry, beautiful night here in Antigonish. Cars swapping paint, rubbing decals, and we're seeing two of the best, two of the former champs go at it here.
We're watching that 54 of Jared Butcher. As he works his way forward, he is gaining ground now. So he is definitely making a move towards the front, as he now has to get around the 6 of Russell Smith Jr.
Well, we know the longer the 54 car runs, the better it gets. We saw that in the first half. So that would be why Butcher's gaining ground. But he's going to have his hands full to get around the 29 before he can even set his sights on the 99. Craig Slonwick setting a torrid pace here. Lap 173. He wants this victory.
Greg Slonwhite in the 99, still leading down the backstretch. It looked like the 29 of Proud was right up on him. Now he's backed it up a little bit, probably trying to let those tires cool off a bit, Jerry, and then make a late race charge.
Well, we've had that long green ram run, Tim. 45 laps of that green is in the book, and they continue to run a torrid pace here, which is not good news for the cars about to be a lap down again.
Yeah, a bunch of good cars are going under threat once again. Mike Rogers, Chris Reed in the sights of the leader. Craig Slomwhite on lap 177. Greg Proud backing off just a little bit. Bit of distance between Proud himself and the number 54 car. And you can see here at the racetrack, the top 10 leaderboard, Austin McDonald running fifth, Ashton Tucker in fourth, Robbie McEwen running sixth.
And the leader's now coming up on a little battle towards the back, the 31 of Chris Reed and the 41 of Mike Rogers. They're scrapping it out for position. That means they're two cars wide. Craig Slonwhite trying to find the lane through them. And the 29 of Proud, he's closing the gap in the meantime.
Battles all throughout this racetrack. 180 on the board on the back straightaway. 70 laps to go in this IWK 250. This is where the chips begin to come on the table. We're getting ready to see these guys put on a show. Christopher Reed goes a lap down. And how about Mike Rogers in the 41? It's been a tough IWK 250 for that 41 car. Going to go a lap down, hopefully, trying to stay for his sake in the QA1 free pass position.
Going to try his best. A tough break for the number 41. He's had some really good runs here at Riverside Speedway in the past. Craig Slonwhite looking to win this race for the second year in a row after struggling for so many years, Tim, to win this race.
Yeah, absolutely. He struggled and struggled hard. The 99 of Slonwhite continues to pick him up and lay him down. But, Brad, as we said before, I don't think we've seen our last caution flag.
No, I don't think so, Tim, but those 45 green flag laps are gone by. I mean, they're at lap 184. Of course, for the race fans, we'd like to see a caution in the last 20 or 25 to bunch the field up. But they're pretty spread out, Tim, unless somebody breaks something here. But anytime you're in lap traffic, there's always a chance of a caution.
The 25G and Gage Gilby is the last one on the list for Craig Slonwhite for a little while before he gets up to the 89 Donald Chisholm and the rest of the running order. So if he can get by the 25G, and he does, Craig Slonwhite has cleaned racetrack. Dylan for about another straightaway or so. This battle here, you got Kyle Reed and the 13 of Austin McDonald. McDonald still having a great run in that 13 car with Russell Smith right behind. Oh, and Nicholas Noggle got back into the back bumper of the 6 again.
And they'll repeat of what happened earlier.
Yeah, is that not over?
Tim, this has got to be close to a record in the IWK 250 for a time perspective. These guys are laying it down here tonight. What have we had? Three cautions, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's that four if you include that halfway break. It's been a, and I don't want to jinx it because we've done it before. It's been a blistering pace to the IWK 250. And sometimes blistering pace means the loss of embracing action on the racetrack, but this race has been intense. This has been a really good race.
Just amazing. As we mark lap 190 on the speedway right now. 99 Slonwhite, 29 to Proud in second, 54. Jared Butcher back in third spot. Back to the two of Ashton Tucker in that second spot. The fifth spot across the line, Austin McDonald. Up to six, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. Seventh, the 40 car of
Robbie McEwen.
There we go. In stereo to boot. Back to the eighth spot, the number one car. 89, Nova Celtic for the Donald Chisholm in ninth. And in tenth, it looks like the 41.
And we do have a couple of lap cars mixed in there in that top 10 because Craig Sloan and
sure
the crowd are setting a blistering pace to this IWK 250. 194 completed for the 99 of Sloan White and Dylan. All this lap money that's on the line. Craig Sloan White pad in that pocket, trying to get a little bit of extra cash for that Summer Clash 250 coming up.
And it's 20 grand to win, let alone, and you're getting all this contingency, you know, 55 extra bucks on the line per lap. I'm sure they're not fully thinking about the money, but at the end, it's going to be nice to have that check to cash after everything is said and done. I wonder for Brad Mann's, what he was saying there, Brad, you were saying about the fans want to see a caution. You got to think a driver like Jared Butcher and Ashton Tucker and Austin McDonald, they want to see a yellow come out at some point leading up here to bring them back together.
They certainly do, guys, and I mean, the fans would like to see that also, but we're about creeping into lap 200 here. And I mean, as Joe said earlier in the broadcast, it could be a record, the pace that they're setting here. And the field is spread out. Finally, the big orange got around the sixth for Russell Smith Jr., so he gains a position. And that team worked hard all day, had all kinds of car problems, all never stopped wrenching all day. So it's nice to see the big orange in the number one. Running strong here in the top 10. Inside, we're about to see 50 laps to go here, this time by the line.
50 laps to go in the IWK 259 cars. Remain on the lead lap. The ninth place car is Donald Chisholm. And about to catch Russell Smith Jr. in the sixth car, keep in mind, Dylan, is one lap down. So the 89 trying to get a top 10 finish in this. It's Mike Rogers and Christopher Reed going at it. That is for 10th and 11th. On the scoring pylon, it's for a position that's one lap down.
And it's right in front of the fourth place runner, Ashton Tucker, at the moment. Trying to get that big win here in Antigonish, that number two team making the haul from the Miramichi area. How about Jared Butcher? He has closed in on the 29 car with less than 50 to go. Is it go time for the Superior Foundation's number 54?
It's got to be. You got to start making your move. Obviously, 48 laps to go is a long way, but if we do go green to the end, this could be the move for Jared Butcher to try to get past and try to set up the 99 of Craig Sloan White. Coming by this time with 46 to go.
With all the competitors from across Canada tuned in, I want to add this, guys. It's 20,000 to win here tonight. It's $16,050 to start in 28th position. How about this? $114,945.
Oh! Sorry, Joe Noggle moved the 13 of Austin McDonald.
Beep.
And that wasn't just a light tap. That was, excuse me, sir, I'm on the way to the front.
And he is, as the closing laps start to come in. We are on lap 206, and I just wanted to highlight how much this race pays. It is truly Canada's ultimate short track race for a number of reasons, but that definitely is one.
And the top three boys are getting close together. Either Craig Sloan White's letting up a bit, trying to save the tires, or Greg Proud and Jared Butcher are putting down the hammer to try and catch up to the leader. There will be 41 laps to go next time around. Oh, and Stevie Lively gets tagged by the 08. The 08's got a bulldozer on that front nose. He is running through everything here.
Guys, I got to maybe point out, how about the brakes? Maybe the brakes are starting to get a little bit spongy in the 08 car. That could be the contact problem. It might be. It's go time, though.
Do you think that's what that is, Bradman?
Well, the longer you run, the more chance the brakes could heat up and you lose your pedal. That's definitely, we always look for a caution to let the brakes cool down a little bit, but the pace these guys are going, every lap's like a qualifying lap, you could definitely have your brake pedal fading a little bit on you.
Now, mind you, I haven't seen no heat under the left or right front or back.
Yes. The 29 of Greg Proud, currently in position number two. Get the 54 of Jared Butcher on his heels. They're working through lap traffic. It's the 56 of Josh Collins just to the inside of them. And Sloan White beginning to inch away a little bit with this IWK 250. But we're winding down the laps, Dylan, and this thing continues to stay green.
Teams are running out of time. Craig Sloan White, I'm sure.
This is going to be big down into turn number one. If Austin can get back to Nicholas Noggle. Noggle had a moment. Austin says, hello, I'm there. Austin McDonald looking at the 08 of Nicholas Noggle, and they are coming up on lap cars. This is going to be big if it happens.
Yeah, this is the caution that Craig Slomwick does not want to see if, in fact, it happens. We'll keep a half eye on that. You know, Doug Land told me not to mention the full moon. I'm starting to see it creep out of the clouds here. It's a short track Saturday night with 2:15 in the books. Craig Slomwhite looking to go back-to-back here at Riverside.
Well, there's no doubt Austin McDonald wants to repay the favor, so we'll have to keep an eye on that 13 car in the 08. It wasn't that long ago. Noggle just put the bumper to him and moved him. Sure, McDonald gets to the back bumper. He'll pay it back, that's for sure. So keep an eye on the 08 and the 13 as they continue to run each other down.
Quick pass for second for at the 54. Jared Butcher is now your runner-up in the IWK 250. Craig Proud has fallen back to position number three. But Dylan, as they exchange that position, there is now a half straightaway in between the 99 of Sloan White and the red 54 of Jared Butcher. As we close in a couple of laps, we've got 31 laps to go this time high.
That may be plenty of time or not enough time, but Jared Butcher, I'm sure, is laying the hammer down to try and catch up to Craig Sloan White. Jared is looking for his first huge win of his career. Craig Sloan White looking to add on to his already long resume of big wins and big championships. Darrell Waltrip said it best, I think. Big drivers come through in big races, and we're going to see that here tonight.
And there's some big moments happening on this racetrack right now as the 31 of Chris Reed just got by the 6 of Russell Smith Jr. The field working through some lap traffic. Sloan White has Elliott, Messer, Van Orscott, and Gilby right ahead of him. So this is going to be the test for Craig Sloan White to bob and weave his way through the slower traffic. Messer is the 8th place car.
Sloan White is a master of getting through the traffic. Jared Butcher, he's got to work at it a little harder as they are too wide in front of him now. He can't find a lane to get through.
Well, Sloan White gets through the lap traffic pretty easily. He sets his sight on the number one car, Big Orange. Meanwhile, Jared has got through most of the lap traffic. There's another car in between him and Sloan White here. But it's a pretty clear track ahead after Slonway gets by Big Orange. The track is pretty clear ahead. Jared going to go around the 25 car now, put him a lap down.
But Butcher,
a half a straightaway between the two, the leader and the second place.
But Butcher's been able to get through this lap traffic just as good as Craig Sloan White has. Butcher now has only one car in between them. Greg Proud sits in third, a couple car lengths back from that number 54. Greg Proud is once again searching on that second crew around Riverside International Speedway, trying to gain a little bit of ground back on the rest of the field. We have seven cars remaining on the lead lap. The next one up on the list for the leader would be the 40 of Robbie McEwen, about a half straightaway in front of. And oh, by the way, this battle between Noggle and McDonald, that's the battle for position number five. Dylan, it will not go away.
Oh, no, it won't. There's going to be big winners. I can't confirm if you are listening on track two. The 50-50 has been won. So we'll repeat that again once we get some quiet here. Congratulations to Darcy Blackburn, 11 grand tonight. That's about as half as much as the winner's going to get here, at least for winning the IWK 250. We don't know who it's going to be yet because the 99 is trying to win this thing, but Jared Butcher, with coming up to 20 to go, is trying his best to close in.
Noggle and McDonald continue to be the show here in the late stages of the IWK 250. Austin McDonald, he doesn't race that much. He doesn't race with that little bit of aggression that he usually has. But how many times have we heard in the late races, Dylan, this is the IWK 250, I might have to use that bumper?
Oh, a handful of times. You know what's going to happen when push comes to shove, literally, you've got a chance of winning the biggest short track race here in Eastern Canada. 20 less than that now. 19 coming up to 18 left to go here in Antigonish.
And Jarrett Butcher in that number 54, he is eating away ever so slowly at the lead that Craig Swanwhite in that 99 car has built up. He's not doing it in leaps and bounds, but he is slowly starting to reel him in.
So Ashton Tucker sitting in fourth. He's comfortable there. The 29, the crowd.
Stay by 10. Hit your mark here on that yellow line.
McDonald is underneath the 8 of O'Noggle. McDonald will take that spot away, but they're coming up on some lap traffic. We'll see what gives here. McDonald still got the spot as they go side by side down the front straightaway.
And boys, this is in front of the leader of the IWK 250, Craig Slomway. This is exactly what Jarrett Butcher wants to see. He wants to see traffic. He wants to see something to slow up the 99 car. Tim Terry, lap by lap, that 54 is closing in.
But this field right here is working on a caution flag. Nicholas Noggle got back by Austin McDonald. They're going around the 41 to the outside. Noggle missed his mark in turn number four, a little bit loud. McDonald to get there. And oh, by the way, Rogers trying to get by Gilby. This is a mess waiting to happen. Gilby gets out of Dodge in turn number two.
Everyone just trying to scramble to get away from the leaders, and the leaders are trying to scramble to get away from everyone else as Nick Noggle and the 13 have been battling hard. 54 gets held up a bit by the number 30, Stevie Lively. They are coming up to 11 left to go here at Riverside.
And Craig Slumwhite may have been playing a little game with 54 of Jarrett Butcher. He may have let it up just a little bit so Butcher could get closer, and Butcher would have run the car harder trying to make it up. Now, Slumwhite putting the foot down, making that gap a little larger once again.
How much did he save in the late laps of this one? 10 laps to go on the IWK 250. Long green flag run as the 99 of Slonway clears the 41 of Mike Rogers, Regan Smith. Next up on the list is Robbie McEwen, who sits in position number 7, is right there on the front porch of Craig Slonway. Dylan, it's coming down to 8 to go this time.
And Craig Slonway has some gap now between him and Jarrett Butcher. Jarrett Butcher's got to go 3 wide nearly around Regan Smith and the 41 Mike Rogers trying to hunt down the 99 car. Both have led some laps tonight, but the 99 is in front on the laps that count.
Meanwhile, Noggle and McDonald are at it again on the backstretch. McDonald putting the bumper to him. I don't think that's over yet.
05 to an 06.
Hearing the team radio here as we close in on 6 laps to go. Tim Terry, the 99, looking to go back to back after struggling for so many years to win this, but Jarrett Butcher, he's got a bit of clean straightaway to try and close in.
This is his first start in the Maritimes this season. He's run at Oxford Plains Speedway. He's preparing for the Oxford 250. Van Horst got off the pace in the back straightaway. We stay green to keep that in your peripheral. But here comes Jarrett Butcher. Butcher has closed the gap. It's down to 2 lengths. We got a broken rear end on the 25 of Ryan Van Orscott. They'll go by the 25. Jarrett Butcher is there, Dylan.
I think he was saving something as sparks fly from Vano's 25. And he's going to come to a stop at the top of the track.
And on the Christmas card list of Craig Slonwhite is not Ryan Van Orscott.
Oh, man, look at this. With just 5 markers left to go, let's have a listen in to the 99.
He may be saying some things about the 25 card that he doesn't want to put on a microphone. Hey, I want to confirm while we got some quiet here, the 50-50 has been claimed. Congratulations to Darcy Blackburn, winner of just over $11,000. So again, the 50-50 has been claimed, but thank you again, fans, for buying those tickets. You bought yourself a ticket for a 5-lap shootout tonight, too.
What line was he running?
He was running the bottom, mostly. Pretty much mirror what you were doing.
Craig having a check with the spotter to find out what's happening.
So we will have a restart with 4 laps to go in the IWK 250.
You want drama? We've got drama.
They are working on the 25 of Ryan. And you know what?
we joke about, you know, Ryan's not on the Christmas card list of Craig Salon, but you know who the person who feels the worst about this is, and I'm going to guarantee it's Ryan Van Orscott.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He wouldn't want that.
It was a conveyor belt of race cars. He could not get down. I feel for the 25 driver. I feel for the 25 team. I know they don't want to put it up like that, but it is what it is.
And, you know, there's no doubt, with four laps left to go in this race, it's going to cost the 25 spots.
Yes, absolutely.
He's going to drop like a rock.
This is a points race on the tour as well.
Yes,
keep in mind,
is.
Joe, the 54 Jarrett Butcher leads the championship points, but it's not by much over a guy like Gage Gilbey, a guy like Mike Rogers, guys that are not having great runs here this evening. You look at the top five right now, the 99, the 29, the 2, and the 1 is a lap down. The next lead lap car would be the 08. The 08 inaugurals in the points chase. So two of your top five are racing for championship points, as is Austin McDonald in the 13.
You could join us next year for the IWK 250 Alive right here at Riverside International Speedway. Book your holidays, or definitely book this weekend next year so that you can come out and join us for the IWK 250.
Dates usually for sure get released around September, October, near the end of our season. So keep your eye on riversidespeedway.ca, maritimeprostocktour.com, and, of course, Racetime Radio and Tim's Corner for everything that does break on that. So Brian Van Orscott's coming back to the racetrack. Could it have been a flat tire or a tire going soft on the 25? It's coming back to the racetrack. Hello?
Here's the thing, boys.
Okay.
That 54 was coming, whether or not there was a caution.
Oh, yeah.
He had a full head of steam, as we're going to cross up here in the front straightaway. He had a full head of steam coming towards Craig Slomwhite. This may just even the odds here in this restart, as Slomwhite's going outside.
Jarrett Butcher has come so far as a young driver in the series. Just 2 years ago, not a win. Second, third, fifth, like all over, but no wins. And then all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom.
When was the last restart last night in the sports race?
There was like five to go.
Yeah, like four to go.
Four to go. Mm-hmm.
And we saw Dylan Dow, who restarted in second, picked the pocket of the leader, Matt Vaughn.
Biggest race of his career, biggest win of his career, as we're going to parade around the racetrack again one more time. And I'll let you know again one more time, the 50-50 has been claimed, $11,000 going to our lucky winner tonight. Thank you for getting some tickets. This is the hottest ticket in town, Joe Chisholm, and we've got a five-lap shootout to decide a winner.
Oh, man, you just can't get value like we're getting tonight here at Riverside. Lights on the top of that beautiful East Coast International Pro Stock Tour pace car. The field's all doubled up. Lap 245 is on top of the pylon here at Riverside. We got five, Tim. Five laps.
It'll be four when we come back to green. Scott Negus pulls the pace car in. And how about this one? Craig Slaughterwhite brings him back to the green flag.
Oh, and Jared, he got a little loose on the start there. Could someone like Ashton Tucker maybe steal this thing?
Ashton Tucker to the outside. Jarrett Butcher to the inside. They're fighting for second. Slaughterwhite trying to pull away. Oh, close contact there as Ashton Tucker tries to take it away from Jarrett Butcher. Now can Butcher run back and get to Slaughterwhite? Dylan, they're coming to two to go.
Tim Terry, this is exactly what Craig Slaughterwhite wants to see. Aside from them wrecking, he wants to see all them running hard for second as we have two to go around Riverside Speedway. Craig Slaughterwhite looking to go back-to-back here at the IWK 250. Car sliding everywhere. Tim Terry, last lap of the IWK 250 coming up.
White flag there. Jockeying for position in behind them, but up in front, Jarrett Butcher trying to run to Craig Slaughterwhite, but it might not be enough. His first start in the Maritimes this season is going to be a back-to-back IWK 250 win. Slaughterwhite to victory lane at Riverside.
Hell of a job today, guys.
Man, hell of a job. What is that like to go back-to-back in the IWK race?
Woo!
Boys, thank you a million, and we just ran the last 25 laps with no breaks.
Did you hear that? No breaks for your back-to-back IWK 250 champion, the number 99, Craig Slaughterwhite.
Wow. Brad, man, what did you think of that one?
Awesome, 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 Joe. We know it's always going to be awesome here at the IWK 250. If it had a stayed green, what if? We looked for a caution for the race fans here to see a caution with five laps to go. You can't ask for any better. And bumper to bumper, and how about Ashton Tucker? He comes home in third. Butcher, valiant run for him. He comes home in second, but what a race.
Jerry Paxton, that was worth twice the admission.
Maybe three times the admission. But I have to agree with Brad. I think that caution may have cost Jarrett Butcher the race. He was coming hard. We know the car needed a few laps on the restart, but Craig Slonwhite pulled it off two in a row.
And Tim Terry is downstairs on the track with the back-to-back champion of the IWK 250. Timmy!
Rod Dean over to the window. Curtis Lindsay at the window congratulating a now two-time IWK 250 champion. As he collects his thoughts behind the wheel of the R.S. Dean Holdings, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Stones RV, number 99. Helmet is off. Big smile on his face. Ethan Hicken coming over to congratulate the winner. Getting ready to climb from this race car.
I told you. I told you we were going to get it.
Folks, he's out of the car. I can hear you now. Craig Slonwhite's a back-to-back IWK 250 champion. No brakes?
No brakes. I had no brakes from lap 100 to the 125, and the boys slugged and bled and did what they had to do. And then I kind of thought I didn't have the car to win, so I just wanted to lead laps. I didn't think it was going to go green that far. And, man, that last caution hurt. And then I thought, I got to pick the outside because I have no brakes. I got to send it. And we sent it. It stuck. I got clear. It was a restart of a lifetime, right?
First start of the year at home. You're an IWK 250 champion. Describe this feeling.
I'm telling you, to win one was amazing, but to win two was even more. Like, it's crazy. The people that were here, the fans, you know, my sponsors, my crew, family, friends. I mean, it's pretty badass.
And it's another on the legacy Maritime Triple Crown winner already. You did it again. Congratulations.
Unreal, bud. Thank you very, very much.
That's Craig Slonwhite, folks. Give it up for your back-to-back IWK 250 champion. Andrew Hicken, come here. How about this guy behind the wheel of the 99?
He knows how to win here. He gets around this place. It's pretty impressive to watch. And I know what it's like to win two in a row, and I think we've got, five in a row for King, something like that. It's all testament to the guys in the shop, the crews that all these guys bring to the races with them. We got something pretty special here, and we're going to keep rolling with it.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
That's Andrew Hicken from King Competition. Over to Jerry Paxton with second place, Jarrett Butcher.
Jarrett Butcher, you did a great job out there tonight. If that caution hadn't come up, would you have been able to pull it off?
I think so. You know, we had an awesome long run car. Congrats to Craig. Come back, one first time this year and he won. So, you know, that's pretty incredible. But, I want to thank my crew. They worked hard all day. We stuck to a plan. We executed everything except the last part where I screwed up on that restart. So I take blame for that. Thank you all to my crew, my family, my sponsors. It sucks. It's a hard one, but I guess, it's better than what could have been.
You're second place in the IWK 250. I don't think you have to be ashamed of a darn thing. You put on a heck of a show out there. I know you and Greg Proud were having a lot of fun, and that was giving Craig what he needed.
Yeah, I know. I have no problem with Greg Proud, but, some of those other team cars and that crew, they like to make it hard when you're trying to lap them. So, they did their best. Didn't matter at the end of it. We had a caution, we had an opportunity, and we missed it.
You got the second spot, and there's a great night. Good finish for Jarrett Butcher.
Sitting here with third place, Ashton Tucker. Finally, Ashton, the IWK 250 has been a little kinder to you. Last year, you had a good run. You had some brake issues. Maybe you would have liked the caution a few laps earlier.
Yeah, I just didn't run as hard as them after the halfway break because I didn't expect to go that many laps green, so I was just more or less riding and saving myself, but just too late of a caution, but congrats to Craig and Jarrett. They were the cars to beat all weekend, and I don't even know if we were a third-place car, but we came home with third, so we're very happy with it.
So this is probably your worst finish all year, so you got a lot to be proud of. You got 3 wins, a second, and a third, so it's been quite a season for the two team.
Yeah, nothing to be ashamed about with a third-place finish, and just a long, hard, hot weekend. Can't thank the crew enough. We worked on the car quite a bit today trying to get it better. We did for sure, but we just need a little bit more there at the end to get them too.
So there you have it. Ashton Tucker happy with the third. Finally, the AWK 250 has been kind to him. The Mirror Machine driver's been hot all year. This is the worst finish he's had. Imagine that. Three wins, 1 second, and a third. Pretty hot season for the two team.
I'd say those guys are on a roll. Keep your eyes firmly planted on that two car throughout the course of the season. Things are really coming together. Tim, where did you get off to?
I'm down here waiting for the trophy presentation to take place, the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup on the stage. Steve and Emily getting ready to make those trophy presentations in just a few moments' time. What a show. And Dylan Langell, no breaks.
That's insane. And that was what we heard over the radio, Joey. First thing said, hey, we're back-to-back winners, did it with no breaks. Incredible run as we see Steve Lewis and his granddaughter, Emily Chisholm, get a photo on the flag stand. And a ton of congratulations coming to Craig Slomwhite. Fans, if you are leaving the track now, we want to thank you for making the IWK 250 a part of your summer. Please drive safe. RiversideSpeedway.ca for more info on the next event, Facebook. You're going to want to come back for the Summer Sizzler coming up on August 17th. And the next Pro Stock Tour race coming up as we see Craig Slomwhite or Ashton Tucker on stage right now. Craig Slomwhite going up in a second. Tim Terry, Ashton Tucker getting the third place trophy.
This place has kind of haunted him the last little bit. It's good to see Ashton Tucker on the podium. Brad Silliker Motorsports and the White Lightning Auto Center number two team getting the trophy from Steve and Emily. And I believe the next one up on the stage. I know it's a big week for Butcher Racing, big night for Butcher Racing. They're racing down at the Redbud 400 at Anderson, as well as Ashton and Jared have a conversation. Folks, give it up for your second place finisher in the IWK 250, getting his trophy from Steve Lewis and Emily Chisholm. It's Jared Butcher. Jerry, Brad, final thoughts. I see you down there. What a show.
It was an unbelievable show. That's the only way you can explain it. It was just an unbelievable show to see them go that many green flag laps. And as Ashton Tucker said, I was kind of laying back. I didn't think it was going to go that far. So a surprise, but not a surprise in the victory lane and on the podium here. Especially those top two, they put it on all afternoon and all evening. And they didn't hold anything back, that's for sure. So great way to end the race. It was still close, even though we had a caution with just a handful to go.
And Brad, before you cut in here, we're getting the hat on the winner, making his way up to the stage to get his trophy presentation. Folks, one more time, he's a back-to-back IWK 250 champion. Give it up for Craig Slodwhite! Brad Mann, final thoughts.
Well, Tim, every year we say it's better, it's better, it's better. Well, we outdone ourselves again. And how about the crowd here tonight, the support from the Maritimes to fill this stadium and to fill the beer tent down there and to get the show that they got. It doesn't get any better than this. I know Butcher was a little hard on himself, but it's a restart late. That's racing. That's the deal. Ashton Tucker finally gets the monkey off his back here. But you couldn't ask for a better race. And as always, the IWK, we just keep topping it and topping it and topping it. Well, this really tops it, but we know next year we're going to top it even better. So all you fans that had a great night tonight, you think this was something? Get your seats early, because you know next year it's going to be even better, because there's some other guys that want this fame too.
Joe, before we close this show, I've seen Frank Frazier over here. He drove with no brakes for the last little bit of this race. What do you think of that, about that cat that's racing that John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup?
Oh, I think maybe he listened to me some. You don't complain. You just get up in the wheel and drive the damn thing.
What a show put on. Could you ask for a better race?
No, it went well. Everything went there. It was a good evening. You know, the long greens. Most of the cars still finished, and I mean, Sonoy did a good job. Butcher was right there. He was being a real nuisance, but he just didn't quite get there.
Absolutely. Joe, this has been a great IWK 250. Our next event for Tim's Corner TV comes up at the Summer Clash 250 in 3 weeks' time. We will not be at Oyster Bed Speedway next weekend. Want to thank everybody for watching on Eastlink, Rev, Tim's Corner TV, Racetime Radio, all that fun stuff. Congratulations to Craig Swanwhite. He is your winner of the IWK 250. On behalf of the entire staff at Riverside International Speedway and the Maritime Pro Stock Tour, my name is Tim Terry. We will see you next time when we say let's go racing. Until then, keep the hammer down. We'll see you at the track.
Awesome job, Tim Terry, Dylan Langell, Jerry Paxton, Brad Mann. You got good eyes, Dylan. Can you give us a full field rundown? Of course, unofficial.
100%. You got to go through the room of doom first, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Unofficially, as we see the top three on the stage right now, Craig Slomwhite, back-to-back IWK 250s, Jared Butcher in second, Ashton Tucker in third. Austin McDonald comes home in fourth, Greg Proud in fifth, Nicholas Noggle in sixth, Robbie McEwen in the 47th, Ryan Messer, top 10 run in eighth, Donald Chisholm ninth, Chris Reed rounds at the top 10 in 10th. Mike Rogers, 11th. Kyle Reed, 12th. Russell Smith, Jr., 13th. Josh Collins, 14th. Regan Smith, 15th, halfway through the field. Ryan Van Orscott, 16th. Gage Gilby, 17th. Stevie Lively in 18th. Gary Elliott, 19th. Josh Dadd in the number 17 in the 20. He finishes 20th. Colton Noble in the 20, finishes 21st. Joe, I'm tired. It's time to go home soon. So many cars.
You're doing
good. Brad Eddy finishes 22nd. Dylan Blankhorn, a tough night, finishing 23rd. Danny Benedict, also a tough night. All these drivers down here having tough nights. With Jordan Vino finishing 25th. Cassius Clark, 26th. Mike Dusky, 27th. Mark LeClaire, 28th. And, of course, Dwayne Baker and Sam Rogers not able to answer the call because of the wreck they got in. But to kind of echo what Brad and Jerry were saying, what a 250. It somehow got topped last year when Craig Slomwhite won this thing. I know there's a couple of people at the track that know a thing or two about partying. There's going to be quite the party at Slomwhite's, I can tell you that much.
Another fine job, Dylan.
Thank you, Joe.
Great job at this speedway. No, we look forward to catching still what's to come this summer out here, and I know you will be firmly on it, you and Tim Terry.
No, we will, and it's great to have you and the whole crew back again and looking forward to the future, and what a night. And these drivers, they're giving us good things to talk about.
Oh, yeah, front to back, incredible. I've got to say, this year with the Ontario contingent that come in, Dwayne Baker, I feel so bad for the 48 Zencor machine. It put so much effort into it. And to have wrecked out just before the main event, a tough one. But Dwayne is a true short track professional. He will be back, I can guarantee it. Josh Stoddy, another one from Chesley, Ontario, making the trip all the way from Chesley to Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Danny Benedict, that car came into pit road on the second half. Even when they were out, Danny Benedict's crew didn't stop working on that race car. Just amazing to see. And we've got Newfoundland represented. We've got all the Maritime provinces. We had fans here from across Canada. This IWK 250 is growing. It's getting bigger. It's spectacular. And it is Canada's ultimate short track race. If you don't believe me, you come, you see, and I will be quiet. But you got to prove me wrong, and there is no proving me wrong on this. It is Canada's ultimate short track race. To the Pro Stock Tour officials, one of the toughest jobs in all of motorsports is to run an event like this. Try and keep a lid on it. Try and keep everybody somewhat appeased and have them into the right frame of mind to go out and run a real big race. They did it. Congratulations to absolutely everyone out here. It was a spectacular IWK 250, and I sure hope to God we're here to do it again next year. I know the track will be. I just hope we can come back and be part of it once again. And the hospitality out here on Canada's East Coast is amazing. My final reminder, everyone tuned in on Racetime Radio, do not miss August the 13th from Flamborough Speedway. Come to the track. It will be the biggest super late model race in Canada in 2024. August the 13th, Flamborough Speedway. We got the Outlaw Super Late Models, the Gold Rush. We're going to have it for you live on Racetime. But the best way to experience it is at the racetrack.
You said it best, Joe. Great job again, my friend, and can't wait till next year. Counting down the days.
Thanks, Susie, in the Racetime Radio studio for your dedication hooking us up. Honey, fire the plane. We're coming.
And for everyone that's here at the racetrack, we want to thank you again for coming to the IWK 250 Super Race Weekend. Congratulations to Craig Slomwhite, back-to-back champ. We get to say that now after this big race. Drive safe if you're here in the campgrounds. Enjoy the rest of your night. The weather looks gorgeous. We're going to be having ourselves a party, I think, in every campground tonight. Drive safe, and we'll see you at the next event here on August 17th for the Summer Sizzler. On behalf of everyone here at Riverside Speedway, staff, volunteers, crew, drivers, fans, thank you. We will see you in a few weeks' time here in James River. Good night.
Fire up the quick wick.
Boom.
Here we go.